I couldn't leave without giving you some of those tweets, could I? Talking of which, cocktail bars, I don't know, meeting too
where,
much.
Where was he from, the cocktail bar man?
I've just closed the tweet now.
Bushy. Interesting.
Bushy. Oh. I'm now joined in the studio by Mr. John Holmes.
Hi there.
I need to ask you, would you like to go to this restaurant?
I would. Wouldn't you, though?
Not really.
Do you want to go on a date to a naked restaurant with me?
That sounds wrong. I'm HR. Paging HR. Paging HR. I've brought up in a family. We are very open and things in my family. We're very... But I don't feel the need to have all my bits hanging out in public. I just don't.
Yeah, but it's, you know, I didn't hear the bit about the restaurant, but I'm assuming it's one of, you know, it's a hipster thing or something, isn't it?
Yeah. Is. They've got 11,000 people on their waiting list already.
Have they?
They haven't even opened.
Wow. Why not? I think it's, I think one could, you know, look, the food could be awful, but you wouldn't notice. I think that's probably the gist of it, isn't it?
It's quite an interesting concept. Things like having edible cutlery and everything being very sort of green and clean and, you know, and natural. And, yes. And I think that is something that people are looking out for, isn't it? So,
can you eat off naked people?
I think you have to pay extra for that.
Do you? Fine.
I think we'll double check with that. I am now going to make my way to HR. John Holmes is going to stay in the studio and entertain you for the next 3 hours. This is Talk Radio. I'm Julia Hartley-Brewer, and I'll speak to you very soon.
Talk Radio. Listen. Phone. Talk.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Every approved used Jaguar comes with 2 years warranty. But at the Jaguar approved used event from the 14th to the 25th of April, on top of our competitive 10.9% APR representative finance, with Jaguar Privilege PCP, you also get £1,000 deposit contribution across the range. So the Jaguar you've always wanted is closer than ever. Search Jaguar approved used.
Offer ends 25th of April 2016. Credit subject to status. Terms and conditions apply. Black Horse Trading is Jaguar Financial Services.
The nation decides! Is it bread sauce or brown sauce? Burton's Fish and Chips have created two tantalisingly tasty great new British flavours, but only one must prevail. Try our red sauce and brown sauce snacks today and vote for your favourite flavour, bagging the chance to pack it a whopping £10,000. The Great British Battle of the Sauces, red versus brown. Brought to you by Burton's Fish and Chips. Find us on Facebook and vote now.
Prostate Cancer UK has one ambition: to stop men dying from prostate cancer. To help stop prostate cancer from being a killer, search Men United now.
Get it straight from Selco.
Selco.
It's where the trade goes.
Get a real deal from Selco Builders Warehouse on a wide range of trade quality building products. In April, get a real deal on a 25-kilogram bag of rugby cement for only £2.99, excluding VAT. Now, that's a real deal. See even more real deals and thousands of products in stock at selcobw.com.
Get it straight from Selco.
Selco.
It's where the trade goes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
Yeah, it might well be where the trade go, but where you go in an afternoon is here. It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. It's 1 o'clock. Victoria's got the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, the flags are out for the Queen's 90th. A fresh rape trial has been ordered for ex-footballer Ched Evans. And Bourne is back.
Talk Radio.
The Queen's been celebrating her 90th birthday by greeting well-wishers outside Windsor Castle. She's been greeted with a rendition of Happy Birthday by the band of the Coldstream Guards. Hundreds of royal fans have turned out to see her waving flags and presenting flowers. Let's go live to Talk Radio reporter Alex Dibble, who's in Windsor.
Hi Victoria, there have been fantastic scenes here. As you say, the Queen's been meeting people on a walkabout through the town, and it's been wonderful to see people's reaction. I've spoken to a couple of Americans who've got a photo with her, sent her happy birthday wishes from the United States, and the Queen's been meeting plenty more people as well. Dressed in a lime green outfit with a traditional hat, people have been hanging out of windows here to catch a glimpse of Her Majesty, just yards from Windsor Castle. She spent the Second World War on the other side of these walls from me, and she still spends her weekends here. It's the place where she really calls home, and it's the place where she's chosen to spend her 90th. Fantastic scenes in Windsor. The Queen at 90.
Thanks, Alex. At midday, guns were fired in salute in London's Hyde Park and Edinburgh Castle. And in the Commons, Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn paid tribute to Britain's longest and oldest reigning monarch.
I admire her energy, wish her well in her continuing and outstanding commitment to public life. I wish her a very happy 90th birthday.
Elsewhere, the former footballer Ched Evans has won his appeal against his rape conviction. After hearing new evidence, Court of Appeal judges ruled his conviction was unsafe and that he must face a retrial. Lady Justice Hallett announced the court's decision.
The appellant will be retried on the allegation of rape. A fresh indictment must be served. The appellant must be rearraigned on that fresh indictment within 2 months of today.
The government has agreed to take in an extra 3,000 vulnerable child refugees. That's in addition to an agreement to resettle 20,000 people fleeing from Syria by 2020. The number of sex crimes recorded by police has passed the 100,000 mark in a year for the first time. Official figures for England and Wales in 2015 show there was a 29% increase on the year before. David Cameron is not going to be investigated by the Parliamentary Standards Watchdog after he was linked to an offshore trust in the Panama Papers data leak. The commissioner has refused to outline the reasons why she's decided not to probe the matter. The Prime Minister insists he was not involved in dodging tax. And a full-length trailer for one of the most anticipated films of the summer, the new Jason Bourne film, has been released. It shows Matt Damon's character involved in a fight in the desert and taking part in a huge car chase through Las Vegas. Thanks, John. The film sees the return of Julia Stiles and also stars Alicia Vikander and Tommy Lee Jones. It's out in cinemas on the 27th of July.
Why are you promoting that?
Because people like Bourne.
So you literally just put the story of the Bourne film in the news because your surname is the same as his.
I just really wanted to say Bourne is back. At the time
the only reason, it's the only justification for that even being. That's not news.
I think you find it might be.
Movie news.
Right, okay, so for the next, all the bulletins this afternoon, you have to get a different Bourne-related story into the news, into your last news.
No.
Yeah.
I don't want to.
So, well, you probably do want to, judging by that nonsense. Oh, anyway, do the weather.
Okay, thanks. Talk Radio National Weather. Staying cloudy in the far north of Scotland. Sunny elsewhere, although it will become hazy throughout the day. Cloudy and breezy in the southwest and highs of 15 degrees.
The Bourne weather. And now the sport. Talk Radio
Sports Update. I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. As the pressure on Everton boss Roberto Martinez increases, TalkSport have been told he's not solely to blame for the club's problems. The Toffees were thrashed 4-0 by Liverpool last night, leaving them 11th in the Barclays Premier League table with an FA Cup semi-final against Manchester United coming up at the weekend. Former Everton player and coach Alan Stubbs told us fans should go easy on Martinez.
It's not a time for pointing fingers. It's a time for coming together, you know, and I think that's the most important thing, because at times like this, it's very easy to point the finger, and it's always come down to the managers. As players, you have to look at yourself in the mirror and say to yourself, am I doing everything I can possibly do? And if the answer to that is yes, then that's fair enough. If it's not, then you've got to do something about it.
On to tonight's action. Arsenal can move into the top three of the Barclays Premier League with a win over West Brom. Finally, boxing, and Anthony Joshua will make the first defence of his IBF World Heavyweight title on June the 25th. Mm. He'll be back in action against an as-yet-unknown opponent at London's O2.
Wrap it up.
That's your latest sports news, powered by Talk Sport. Talk
Radio. Coming up on Sky.
There's a new breed of debate show unique to British television.
I never understood what it meant to freeze my eggs.
There's free speech.
I think all professional football players should be in jail at all times.
Common sense.
People are still being paid pathetic sums of money.
And hard-hitting opinion.
The rise of Donald Trump absolutely terrifies me.
The Pledge. Five straight talkers debate the issues that matter.
It's going to come back to bite us in the bottom.
Starts tonight at 8, only on Sky News. John Holmes on Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking. Previously on the John Holmes Show. And good afternoon to you. I am John Holmes with a mask of lies.
Ban all murderers.
I'm going to call it an outpouring of fury in the form, in the medium and the style of the Japanese poetry. Out on the streets, canvassing people.
And then Tiny Temple performed.
To the Cotswolds. and that hollow look behind their eyes when they realise, I am John Holmes.
We will fight them on the bitches.
That's what they say. According to a survey done in the opposing newspaper. Step away from the duck. It's like a drone causing literally nothing to happen in what is, let's be honest, Nelson's column. Mercury Mail's wafty eyes.
Like, I'm going to go to Block 7 and I'm going to get those fuels.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is evolved.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk radio.
When I am about to get on a journey of a twist of an examination.
So good afternoon then, and you join us now live from Her Royal the Majesty the Queen the Elizabeth on this occasion of the Majesty the Royal the Queen the Elizabeth's 90th birthday. We have been granted backdoor access to Her Majesty the Royal the Queen the Elizabeth, something one ordinarily might associate with Prince Philip's birthday. But in common with all other broadcasters today, we are being obsequious. Later on the show, your chance to win a backstage VIP tour of Her, the Royal, the Majesty, the Queen, the Elizabeth. Details coming up. But hello and welcome. It is Talk Radio. Well, I suppose what only can be described as the afternoons. I am Her Royal, the Majesty, the Queen, the Elizabeth's loyal subject, John Holmes. And yes, David Cameron has described Her Royal, the Majesty, the Queen, the Elizabeth as a rock of strength for our nation. But do you know, my friend, he could well have been talking about this show. In fact, if we follow that to its logical conclusion, I bet you any money you like that I am actually more of a rock than... I will bet you that I am physically stronger than the Queen, and I say that I could have her in an arm wrestle, and I reckon if push quite literally came to shove, I and the Queen, Her Royal Majesty the Queen of the Elizabeths, if she and I were to face off clad only in big nappies, our bare top halves and torsos glistening with oil, in a sumo-style ring where myself, the afternoon presenter of a little listened-to programme on a radio station no one knows really exists, physically grappled with Her, the Royal, the Mighty Highness of the Majesty of the Elizabeth, of the Queen of the Commonwealth, the Realm of the Territories and Defender of the Faith and Wearer of Hats. In that scenario, I reckon I'd win. And you may well be thinking, and I know you are, yes, John, but you are a lover, not a fighter. And you're right, but I would also posit that if Her Majesty the Royal, the Highness of the Queen, and I were to make sweet, sweet love, still in big nappies, still naked from the torsos, glistening with oil, then I would still come out on top. And that is why I like the radio. It's like, look at the pictures you can paint on the radio, isn't it? Because believe me, that's an image you'll now never unsee. Anyway, hello. I expect you're wondering what we're doing by royal appointment betwixt now and the hour of 4 o'clock. Well, as it's Thursday, we can expect a visit from the High Priest Vexen the Crowley. He is, of course, the High Priest of the Temple of Mephistopheles in Hendon. He will be here with his thought for the day for Satanists. As well as that, there will be another inductee into the Hall of Despair we call the Lonely Lunch Club. Headline hijack at 2 as well, where you get to sabotage the news. Work experience punditry today is a review of geeky stuff with Rudd. A homosexual pensioner will be here to whistle a tune which you are invited to identify in the old gay whistle test. And showbiz news comes this afternoon from a man who works for TalkSport, who has no interest in or knowledge of showbiz, but has to do it for budgetary and contractual reasons. There's a big debate at 3 o'clock, what the people think, plus another edition of nobody's favourite radio quiz, Paul Rossmaster. Today, I think it's Ash, am I right?
Ash.
Out of Johnny Gould and Ash's show. His knowledge of Paul Ross well and truly tested later on this afternoon. Ginger Dave is not producing, so Ass Prod Cass Through the Glass is...
Hello.
Hi. Chloe is all fingers and buttons. Hello.
Hey.
Victoria is throwing new shapes.
So many shapes.
Paid intern Cornelius.
Hello.
On behalf of Her Majesty, the Royal Elizabeth of the Queen of the Commonwealth and the Territories, is now singing the national anthem. There you go.
God.
Wait. backwards.
Queen the save God, us over reign too long, glorious and happy, victorious ascend. Queen the God, save God. Queen noble, live long. Queen gracious, save God.
Yeah, excellent, very good. Yes, and if you do that backwards, by the way, into a copy of the Daily Express five times, the ghost of Diana appears. Oh. I am John Holmes, and this is your all Queen 90th birthday friendly Wednesday afternoon talk radio, Wednesday afternoon show from Talk Radio. One. Welcome along. Oh, let's do some music. Hives at 14 minutes past one, and you're listening to Talk Radio. That was the Hives there. The Hives.
What song was that?
That was the Hives.
The Hives, yeah.
Yes, the band The Hives.
Are they still around?
Yes.
Yeah. They but are. But cool. Well, I've never, I mean, I quite like The Hives.
That's
I
the
haven't
Hives.
Heard, I haven't heard that song.
Well, it's a popular
pop
Hive song called...
What's it called?
What's the spell? What's that spell? Go to hell.
What?
Honestly, why? Genuinely, why?
Ask me why I'm...
Yeah, no, but
why,
a different
why. Why would you pick this song?
Why
Where
would...
Where is it? I've never heard of it. Is it a single?
Someone's just tweeted in, Joe. It says, what are you playing? That sounds like the Sex Pistols being tortured. no, it wasn't a single. No, what that was an obscure album track.
Like a hidden track.
It's not hidden. It's just obscure.
Why did you
play
that?
Well, I'll tell you why. Because as Talk Radio's head of music,
yeah,
I have decided to make it... I've been listening to Six Music, BBC Six Music.
BBC,
right?
Oh, yeah.
So what I thought to... And that's popular, isn't it?
Well, yeah, it is
now. And this isn't. So what I thought I'd do...
No, you're just not popular.
...was up the ante by playing obscure songs no one's ever heard of, which is what Six Music do all the time, and people seem to like that. So I thought I'd pick an obscure Hives album track... And just throw that out there. It's the sort of thing Steve Lamacq would do, isn't it? And people like him.
Should we not do that in the future?
Why?
Well, did you really not like it?
No one really knows. I like that the song was all right. It's a bit loud.
old man.
But let's play songs people do. Well, we shouldn't even play songs. We're a talk radio
station.
Shut
up! I'm Talk Radio's head of music. And I say we play songs. And what's more, the more obscure the song, the better now. Because that's working for Six Music, isn't it?
Okay.
There.
Why did you
play
it?
No one likes listening to Capital, do they? Or something like that.
No,
where they play the same song every 20 minutes over and over again.
By Justin Bieber.
Yes, normally. Or Radio X, where it's Florence and the Machine, same thing, right? So I thought...
That's probably not anymore now you're not there.
Right. I mix it up a bit and chuck in obscure album tracks, like 6 minutes. Anyway, ask me why I'm playing it.
I have. Why on earth have you played that?
Because it's got the word, and I'll be honest, also honest with you, it's the only song I can find with the word spell in it.
What about I put a spell on you?
I don't like that. So anyway, it's got the word spell in it, and ask me why.
Why? How many times do I have to ask you why?
For today's big story.
Okay, what is it?
Spelling test blunder.
Did somebody spell spelling test wrong?
No. Department of Education have public... What there is, there's a spelling test for year two children.
How old is that?
I don't know. Oh. Seven-year-olds. Oh. They're to take this test, but due to a blunder, they've put the test online already, so the children know exactly what's in the test. Now, you and I would probably think, well, why don't they just change it then? But apparently that's too complicated. But, of course, the reason I mention this is it's the tip of the iceberg, and I want to discuss the problem with children.
Are we going to make Con do the test?
No, that'd be a waste of everyone's time. He can't read.
It's true, yes.
So my issue with it is that this is the tip of the iceberg, because you know we hear all about performance enhancing problems in sport, mm-hmm. but what we're not hearing about yet, and it's the next big scandal, is performance enhancing in schools and putting exam questions to the children before they're due to take the exam is pretty much going to enhance their performance, isn't it? So I'm worried that we're doping kids with exam papers. Right, so this is what we're going to be discussing. Now, ask Prodcast.
No.
You have to book a...
No, I'm Prodcast today.
Prodcast.
There we go.
You need to book a guest to discuss this issue of doping in schools.
No.
With exams and so forth.
Doping with exams.
Well, kids have it too easy, right, don't they? Right, because people say that.
No idea.
People say
that. We used to have to walk 12 miles to school in the snow, even in summer.
In the what?
Snow.
Snow.
What's snow?
Shut up.
Can you say, you know nothing, John Snow?
You know nothing, John Snow.
See, it's good, that. Anyway, so, but here's my problem, right? Because kids have exams too easy. That's not my words. I'm just saying that's what is often reported.
That's what they say.
They say that kids have exams. Right, and so I'm saying, do we need to make the exams harder is another question I'm asking. So, for instance, they're trialling this at a school in, I think it's in Hampshire, where the kids have to take the exam, but they're put off by the invigilators bouncing around on pogo sticks.
Right? I did read that, yes.
Back round the hall.
Yeah.
And the idea is it's easier to... Because then they don't have to change the exam. They just make the conditions harder.
Mm.
Right? So every now and again, a random child is tasered by an invigilator wearing a face mask of Jimmy Savile. And it puts kids off. So I want to discuss this issue. So I need you to find me someone...
An invigilator from Hampshire?
Yes. Yeah, or someone who knows about this stuff. Just that's your brief. Find me someone
that knows stuff
about this.
All
that's
right,
it.
Okay.
It's a fairly, you know.
I'll Google that.
Yeah, and then we'll come back and we'll talk to someone about this this issue on Talk Radio this afternoon. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio, intelligent, organic entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Gary, Winston Wolf, Direct Line. The landlord Mike says you wrecked his place.
Wait,
knocking holes in the walls. And all that graffiti? Fancy yourself an artiste?
No.
But it's all covered, Gary. Mike is with Direct Line. They'll cover up to the full amount insured for malicious damage by tenants.
Oh, good. Can I go now?
Oh, no, Gary. Direct Line's looking after Mike, but who's looking after you?
Direct Line Landlord Insurance covers up to the sum insured for malicious damage by tenants. Can your landlord insurance do that? Search Direct Line Landlord. Optional extra qualifying criteria and excess apply. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Rivalries, rebellions and battles. War has been waged for the Iron Throne, which you can get with the new season of Game of Thrones from just £20 a month when you join Sky TV with the original bundle. And get a free 32-inch LG TV so you can see every battle and every betrayal. Seize your chance. Offer ends today. Search Sky Bundles. Sky. Believe in better.
Direct debit subject to status. Upfront £10 standard setup. Minimum contract and further terms apply.
Every approved used Jaguar comes with 2 years warranty.
But at the Jaguar approved used event from the 14th to the 25th of April, on top of our competitive 10.9% APR representative finance, with Jaguar Privilege PCP, you also get a £1,000 deposit contribution across the range. So the Jaguar you've always wanted is closer than ever. Search Jaguar approved used.
Offer ends 25th of April 2016. Credits subject to status. Terms and conditions apply. Black Horse Trading is Jaguar Financial Services.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
The M5 in Somerset is blocked in both directions at the moment. An accident. This is between junction 23 and 24 near Bridgewater. Traffic is stationary. Also on the M5 in Somerset, northbound, an accident closing one lane between junction 21 Western Supermare and 20 at Clevedon with delays. The A1 in Nottinghamshire remains blocked northbound at Ouxley because of an accident. And in Handsworth in Birmingham, the A41 Soho Road closed in both directions due to a building on fire. I'm Dave Stanford.
The Brothers Gould on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Two brothers separated at birth to live worlds apart on the opposite sides of broadcasting. One is a well-managed, sharp-dressed dot-com billionaire.
The Stilton's awfully nice.
The other is a down-on-his-luck radio producer who makes Columbo look like George Clooney.
Just one more thing.
Suspend your disbelief. The Brothers Gould are here.
All right, man.
Oh, do stop it, Ash.
The Brothers Gould, featuring Johnny Gould and Ash.
Tonight from 7
on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk. Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It's 23 minutes past 1 o'clock and Ash out of off of Johnny Gould and Ash, as you just heard a trail for there, will be joining us later to play today's, this week's edition of Paul Rossmaster. His knowledge of Paul Ross, well and truly tested. Very quickly, a couple of reactions that are coming in. If you want to react, by the way, you can. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or you can use at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you want.
Correct. So, reactions that are coming in. React.
Well, he's too dumb to even grow wisdom teeth.
Grum.
That's ironic.
Yeah.
Ban all burglars has come in.
Yeah.
Good point. And yeah. Meat feast subs, sweet chili sun bites, and a bottle of Diet Coke has come in from what I'm having for lunch.
Thanks very much. You can react in this direction if you have a reaction. Good afternoon, then. You're listening to Talk Radio, where the big story that everyone is talking about this afternoon, as we were just discussing, is the spelling test blunder, their word, not mine, as the DfE have published a forthcoming paper online. It's been called a serious error. I wonder if it's the tip of the performance-enhancing iceberg in the new scandal we're all going to hear about very shortly. Forget performance enhancements in sport. This is performance enhancements in children at school, because technically, if you're giving them papers before they exist, you're giving them an advantage, aren't you? That's performance enhancing. Prod Cass was charged with booking a guest of some kind. Who have you got?
I have an expert in performance enhancing things.
Excellent. Who is he?
He
or
is,
she?
Well, yeah. He is a professor. His name's Sam.
Yeah.
And he's from a sports science university.
Perfect. Hello, Professor Mr. Sam.
Hello, hi, I'm from the University of Kent.
Okay.
Oh!
The University of Kent.
That's where I went.
Good.
Yeah, and look where he ended up. What sort of establishment is that?
Hey, good job on the radio, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, you haven't seen the job he does, Sam. anyway, Sam, let's talk about this story, of course. Now, you deal with sports science, right?
Yes, I'm a physiologist.
Okay, so you'll know the effect of drugs on athletes, and that's fine. But what we want to talk about here is children being enhanced in the classroom, right? By and I'm supposing, you know, let's take this back, because when I was at school, exams were considered difficult. Now they're considered slightly easier. Whether that's true or not, I don't know. And frankly, not interested, because I'm just going to go with what the best argument for my point. So, are we finding that children are enhanced?
Well, I'm not aware of any report about, you know, children kind of young, you know, primary or early secondary school.
Yes.
There are a lot of reports, though, about college students, mainly from the States, but also I found an article in The Guardian last year claiming that one out of four students at Oxford University use modafinil, which is a prescription drug that has several effects, including what is called neuro enhancement.
Interesting. So, in fact, this is creeping in already, and I wonder. Let's look at it for another way, right? Because anything that enhances your performance, be it on the athletic track or be it in a classroom, anything that enhances your performance is cheating, right? Mm. So, my question is: technically, is revising cheating, right?
Yeah,
because that's enhancing performance.
Yes, I mean, I guess being alive and listen to a lecture, I guess, is cheating.
Yes,
in that definition, I think the line between cheating, also in sport, you know, between what is considered doping and not, is quite a fine line. It's not that clear.
Should we? Is this an idea, Professor Sam? It may be what we should do in the future to create a level playing field. Ironically, on the playing field, but also in a classroom. Should we? And speaking as an educationalist, just ban lectures and universities, right? Mm. And then everyone is not trained in anything, but then they take exams, right? Without any enhancement, and it's just your basic human person taking an exam with no training, but you're still going to get people doing better than others, aren't you?
Yeah, I guess it would be more of a kind of a basic intelligence test, I guess.
Yeah.
And you could argue the same could be done in sport, you know? No training,
yes.
No sports psychologist, no sports science, nothing. Just go on the track and see who runs faster.
Yeah, or go the other way and just fill everyone with every drug going and then see what they do.
Yeah, and that would also be kind of a playing field,
I guess. It's fairer, isn't it?
Everybody is cheating.
Yeah, if a child, I'm speaking hypothetically, and I'm not saying there's any evidence of this, but if a child were to enter an exam, and I'm talking a 7-year-old, as indeed we've got this report about, but just mashed up on Tixie Licks or Calpol before they went in, right?
I don't know the specific drugs you mentioned, but things like modafinil, which is the most commonly known neuroenhancer, certainly that wouldn't be well advised. To be honest, in children that age, even if you like the most effective and legal neuroenhancer, which is caffeine, wouldn't be a good idea at that very young age. Any form of neuroenhancement artificial would be a bad idea.
There's reports here, again, I've got this sort of text coming in, and reports here of there were children caught entering an exact spelling test like this, and the children were inhaling from bags of Scrabble letters before they went in. There's another one here, this is Matt, this is 16-year-olds, there's a problem, this is spreading, 16-year-old is taking GCSEs, injecting numbers. Right, yeah. One 16-year-old was tested after the test, was found to have a 2 and a 5 and a 10 in his system. And there are children ingesting logarithms. I mean, this is, it's quite serious, isn't it? I mean, what about the pens containing, not ink, but steroids, Professor, which makes them write faster, the pens?
That could be a strange idea, but it happens with sports supplements. Some people sell things as natural, and indeed there are drugs in it.
Should we test pens?
Yeah, I think so. I think, you suck them quite a lot when you're a child and bored.
Yes.
So I would test them.
Okay. This is a fascinating insight there into the doping of 7-year-olds with Scrabble letters and faster ink. That's Professor Sam Macora from the University of Kent. He's a sports science physiology expert, and I think that helped. Have you got a reaction to that, by the way? Of course, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Because this is it's a serious issue, so if you've got a reaction as to children being the next big scandal, doping in spelling tests, then do get in touch. You're also using Twitter at Talk Radio.
Start any message you want.
It's what?
I don't know.
Okay. It's 1:30. Victoria's here with the news.
Talk Radio.
The Queen's been greeting well wishers in Windsor who've turned out to wish her a happy 90th birthday. Chris Brown, town crier for the Royal Borough of Windsor and Maidenhead, says the crowds have been very enthusiastic.
I was absolutely stunned by the reception when I gave a cry earlier in the middle of town. I've never heard it that loud. It was brilliant.
Guns have been fired in London's Hyde Park and Edinburgh Castle to commemorate her landmark birthday. David Cameron's paid tribute in the Commons.
Her first Prime Minister in 1952 was Winston Churchill. Like him and all those that have followed, I can testify that she is quite simply one of the best audiences in the world. There's no one else in public life that any Prime Minister can really speak to in total confidence.
This evening, Her Majesty will light one of hundreds of beacons around the country and attend a private family party. Ched Evans' rape conviction has been quashed by the Court of Appeal after judges heard new evidence. The former Sheffield United footballer must now face a retrial over the alleged rape of a 19-year-old woman at a hotel in North Wales. The UK is going to take in an extra 3,000 refugees from the Middle East and North Africa by 2020. Most of them will be children, but families will also be included. Hundreds of millions of pounds of government support is being made available to whichever firm decides to buy Tata Steel's loss-making UK operation. The money will be used to finance the new owner's deal and support investment in the new business. And the Rio Olympic torch will begin its relay across the globe today. It's going to be lit in Athens before travelling across the world to Brazil. The weather staying cloudy in the far north of Scotland, sunny elsewhere, becoming hazy though through the day. Cloudy and breezy in the southwest with highs of 15 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
Thank you very much. That's Victoria with the news. It's 1:32. Shortly, you'll be here at 2, of course.
Obviously.
Where your mouth will say more news.
That happens.
But out of it will come a news lie, and that will be Headline Hijack. So the lines are open for Headline Hijack this morning. You can get as a made-up this morning. It's the afternoon. 8-7-treble-2.
Start your message with the word talk.
Yeah, or at talk radio.
Start your message with any word you like.
And the people not listening to this because they're out for lunch. So the point is, when they get back to their desk at 2 o'clock, they'll hear the news. Believe Victoria, because she's got an honest face.
Oh.
Everything else about her is a lie, but she's got an honest face.
Not that people can see that.
She's got very very deceiving buttocks.
Oh.
And
thanks, John.
Right. I'm just saying what I heard in the office. I don't know.
That's not been said in the office ever.
Has it been said in the
office? Yeah, I heard the Talksport lads chanting it.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Victoria, no, deceiving buttocks. Victoria, deceiving buttocks.
That's just you. That's just you chanting random things.
No, it's not.
Because you enjoy saying the word buttocks.
No, Cass.
Yes.
You've been talking about too many people's body parts in an inappropriate way today, John. The Queen's chest, my buttocks.
Every day. Oh, every day is inappropriate.
Imagine that as a misfit. You know, like that misfit game where you put different heads on the thing. Imagine that.
No one wants to see that.
No.
Cornelius's face.
Yes.
Oh, he's already got Gary Barlow's eyes and Russell Howard's in there. You can do the.
I think you make him sad.
No, his eyes are just downcast. It's not sad. He just looks like that. Anyway, shall we carry on with the programme? I think so. Yeah, it's good.
Oh, yeah.
Mr. Jake Yap's super entertaining Sunday breakfast! Sunday mornings from 8 on Talk Radio. Introducing Mr. Jake Yap's comedic Sunday Breakfast Emporium. Complete with the patented self-revolving conversation and early morning mechanical masticating topical debate stimulator. The well-supplied Mr. Jake Yap's super entertaining Sunday Breakfast Program. Add milk, add guests, add Jake Yap. Sunday mornings from 8 on Talk Radio.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So it's 1:35 and good afternoon to you. So as I say, yes, Headline Hijack coming up. Lines are open if you want to feed us a made-up news story. Make like a tabloid journal. Imagine you're on work experience at a tabloid newspaper. Just make the news up and then hear it done as real. See it done as real before your very eyes, except in a radio version. Headline Hijack, then lines open for that. Reactions coming in, Cornelius. Any reactions coming in?
Yeah, Joe Gibbs has tweeted, Victoria's buttocks once emailed me pretending to be a Nigerian businessman. She said he saw right through them.
Yeah, see, deceitful.
Yeah, they're deceiving.
Buttocks.
Deceiving.
As we said, and that's evidence.
That is.
Any other reactions coming in?
Yeah, well, it's time like these we learn to love again. That's coming from Dave.
Thank you very much. right then. It's 1:36, and you can't have failed to notice that it is the birthday of her, the Majesty, the Royal, the Highness, the Queen of the Elizabeth, who is 90 years old today. David Cameron has called her a rock of strength, of course. Later on in the programme, by the way, we are giving away a tour of the Queen, a backstage tour of the Queen. Details coming up shortly, but if you'd like to get a backstage tour of the Queen, it's a VIP one, then do stay tuned for that. However, it is the Queen's birthday, and yes, everyone's banging on about it, but, you know, no. To my mind, everyone missed a day yesterday, apart from us, really. There are lots of newspapers today full of facts about the Queen, aren't there? Facts about the Queen on her 90th
birthday.
Yeah,
lots of facts.
But yesterday, of course, as we mentioned on the programme, was the 127th birthday, already ahead, of Adolf Hitler, who was born on the 20th of April in 1889. So today, because everyone else is doing Queen facts, there's no point in us joining in with that. Is there?
Everyone's done it.
There's nothing you don't know about the Queen that we can't tell you. However, what we're going to do today then, just because I think he's been overlooked, is facts about Adolf Hitler on the day after his 127th birthday. 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
At talk radio, I think. Start your message with the word Hitler. So, Cornelius, what have you got?
I never knew this,
yes.
But apparently Adolf Hitler used to clean his teeth using his own toothbrush moustache.
Yes, you're right. No, I've read that. Made from the bristles of his own.
Oh, well, I thought you just did that. Right. With it still attached to his face.
Oh, right. I thought when he trimmed it, he just had the bristles inset into a toothbrush. Well, of course. You might be right.
I don't know. I'll go on Wikipedia.
Yeah,
and find
check
out.
That. Because you might be right. Because if he leant over and dipped the tip of his moustache into some toothpaste and then let it grow over,
yeah,
he could throw it technically. He'd have to sort of underbite. Yeah.
Like that.
That sort of back and forth. Yeah. You know, and the inconvenience of that might explain why he was so angry all the time.
Yeah, probably.
So that might be what that is. I've got one here. During renovations of the Royal Albert Hall...
Go on.
Builders found Hitler's ball under one of the seats.
Really?
Yes. If you'd like to feed us some Hitler facts for the day after his 127th birthday, then you can do 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
At talk radio on.
Start your message with any word you like.
Start your message with the Twitter and the thing with
Facebook.
The Facebook and the
start talk
and the thing. Right, it's time for this.
Lonely, I'm Mr. Lonely.
It's Lonely Lunch Club, of course it is. This is the part of the programme where if you are lunching alone, if you are a lonely what lunch, then allow us to be your virtual friend and or slash colleague. Either of those things, it's up to you. We can chit and we can chat about whatever you like, but if you are lunching alone and want a little bit of company, then allow us to be your friend. Get in touch on the aforementioned numbers that I keep having to repeat.
8722, start your message with the word talk.
At talk radio on, and just
start your message with any word you like.
Word you like, but write the word lunch on it, and then we know that way we can sort of differentiate it from Hitler. On the phone today, then, we have a lonely luncher. Let's find out who it is. Is it Sophia? Sophia or Sophia?
Yes.
Sophia.
Sophia.
Hi. Hi, Sophia. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Good. How lovely to talk to you, Sophia. Where are you from?
I'm originally from Montreal, Canada, but I live in London.
Okay. Now, how long have you been in London, Sophia?
How many months now? It's been since like September. So.
Oh, okay, so it's six months or so. That's when it's quite it's quite a time, isn't it? 6 months.
Yeah.
So, why did you come over here? What did you come for our benefits?
I came here for uni, actually.
Oh, fine.
Okay.
And what uni are you at, and what are you doing at it?
I'm at the University of Westminster, and I study digital media and communication, so web and social media stuff.
Okay, so
tweets.
So not a proper subject then, Sophia, not that.
No, unfortunately, I'm learning how to use Twitter, basically.
Fine, yeah.
I'm here for three years of that.
What did I say about exams earlier being easier?
Yeah.
What did I say?
How many characters does a tweet have again, is it?
I think 140, maybe.
She's listening.
Yeah, she's paid attention in class.
Yes, I've been studying very, very hard.
Fair play.
So, Sophia, why are you lunching alone?
Well, I've been working on essays for a few weeks now, and just basically I've been stuck by myself doing that, so...
So you need a little bit of company, don't you? All right, well, before we go down the route of chit, and let's not forget the chat, what are you having for lunch today? What's on the menu?
A rather disappointing chicken salad sandwich from the Student Union shop.
Yeah, well, you've gotten yourself to blame there, really, haven't you?
Yeah. It's cold. I did not feel like cooking today.
Okay,
so fine.
All right. Well, look, this is how it works. Obviously, you know, we can just, you know, chat and about whatever you like. So, you know, what subject? Where do you want to start? I mean, what do you want to throw in?
I don't know. I guess
Queen's birthday.
You have questions. Queen's birthday.
Whatever you like.
I don't know. I am not one who has followed the monarchy very much.
Okay. Good.
Despite her face being all over my country's currency.
That's right. Well, I believe the chat has now started because it's topical chat. You want topical chat. That's fine.
Sure.
But you're right. Yes. Okay. So you're from Canada, of course, and the Queen is it's in the Commonwealth.
We own Canada.
You know,
you
are ours. And I mean, what's it like over there, Sophia, in terms of, do you all, like we do, do you have to bow down and on bended knee whenever the Queen walks past? Do you have to do that like we do over here by law?
Well, I guess she doesn't really walk past very much because she doesn't really trek over.
Yeah.
But
do you resent her for that? Do you resent her for that, that she doesn't come over there much?
I think we're pretty impartial, to be honest. Yeah. Like, I remember talking about Will and Kate's wedding a few years ago in a class, like, while it was happening, and then that was it for the monarchy for, like, a few years.
Yeah. Would you, being Canadian, would you prefer to see a moose on the throne?
I think I would, actually. I think that would be interesting.
Yeah.
And then, I want to see that happen.
Yeah, and then your currency could have a picture of a moose on it.
Some of our currency does, I think.
Does it? Well, there you go, then. You've already got a head start.
Yeah. I forget which one. Yeah. I don't have any Canadian money on me,
you don't need it much over here.
Not really, no, and not doing very well as a currency at the moment, or I think. Last time I checked, it wasn't.
I think we've done topical chat now.
Yeah, we have.
Let's move on to another subject of your choosing. Anything else you want to chat about? It's all your call. This is how Lonely Lunch Club works. It's, you know, we can chat about your whatever.
Thinking.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not very new here. I've been here for a little while, but
yes.
What do I need to know about this country? What stereotypes need to be broken down or something that I haven't learned yet?
Yeah, no, good chat. Good chat.
There's,
okay.
There's too many immigrants.
Yes.
No,
that's
I'm
right. Yeah. That's something
too many work shies.
Yeah.
We pay their taxes.
Yeah. Just say the word benefits a lot.
Benefits. Yeah.
Say that. Say the word, obviously the weather. Say that the weather comes out. Basically, if you're in any social situation, right? I mean, let's role play now. Let's do it now.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
No, it's in a social situation. So, Sophia, I'll come up to you. I'll be typically British, right?
Okay.
And you can be you, right? So, there we go. Alright. Oi, love. Alright?
Yeah.
Great. What's your name?
Sophia.
Sounds foreign. Where are you from?
Canada.
Shit, immigrants.
Sounds even more foreign.
What?
Coming over here.
Mm-hmm.
Taking our university.
Stealing the jobs.
University courses.
Yeah.
I
applied for that course.
Yeah, didn't get it, did you?
No, I didn't get it.
Give it to the bloody Canadians, didn't I?
I gave it to some...
Canadians?
Yank.
No, not a yank. That's American.
Weather. You know the weather?
Ugh.
Come over here, doesn't it? The weather from foreign lands where it builds over mountain ranges, doesn't it? And it comes over here. What does it do with its foreign rain that builds over mountain ranges? Probably in Italy or...
Falls on
British people.
Falls on British people.
Falls on Britain.
Yeah.
Yeah, I say kick the weather. Send the weather back to where it came from.
And yet they do their photosynthesis over here.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Basically, that's all you need to know about the British, Sophia.
Yeah, okay. I feel
especially whether an immigrant. Just if you ever get in such a situation with British people, just say those things and you'll fit right in.
Okay, and start everything with you right?
Yeah, oh yeah.
see that I've learned because all of my flatmates are from here. I'm the only foreigner in my section of halls.
Sure.
So it's very interesting sometimes.
Well, you know, I hope we've helped you.
You have. I think I'm getting the lingo down a little bit.
Yeah, good. All right. Well, look, we've covered all that off, and you've also got to say today, God bless her, the Queen. God bless her. She's a rock of strength, I say. God bless her Majesty. God bless your Majesty. God bless you. Apples and pears.
Mam is in ham.
What?
Mam is in ham and not Mama's in jam. That's how you refer to her.
Is it?
Okay.
Yeah. Fine. Yeah. Okay, good. Sophia, thank you for calling. That is Lonely Lunch Club. That is Sophia, and we've very much helped her with her life. If you'd like us to help you with your lonely lunch, then you can, of course, get in touch on AS8722.
Start your message with the word talk. Start your message.
Okay. Headline hijack, of course. Made-up news stories are coming in thick, if not fast. Then the lines are still open for that to get your made-up news story into the news at 2 o'clock.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
News just in. You could win a trip to the Rio 2016 Olympic Games with Visa Contactless. Every time you touch and pay for anything up to £30 with Visa Contactless, simply enter online and you'll be in with a chance of winning. So whether you're buying chinos or your morning cappuccino, go cash-free and follow Team GB with pride at Rio 2016. Enter today at visa.co.uk/cashfree. Visa Contactless. It's the only change you need. Visa, worldwide sponsor of the Olympic Games. T's and C's apply. 18s and over. Ends June 5th, 2016. See website for details.
5 minutes. The time it takes to fill a crack in the wall. The time it takes to change the washer on a tap. The time it takes to make a cuppa. And the time it takes to use Screwfix's speedy 5-minute click and collect service. Order online and just 5 minutes later it's ready to collect from your chosen store. We have over 460 nationwide, so there's bound to be one nearby. Click and collect in 5 minutes. One more reason why those in the know Screwfix.
Space. It's all around us. An infinite vastness. Extraordinary dimensions beyond the realm of human understanding.
Oh, you! Get out the back of my van!
Oh, sorry.
You're loads better off with a Vauxhall Movano, the large van with the impressive payload. Now even more impressive with free sat-nav, parking sensors and air conditioning. Retail customers only. Order by June 30th. T's and C's and exclusions apply. See your Vauxhall retailer for details.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Handsworth in Birmingham, the A41 Soho Hill is closed in both directions. There's a building fire. The A1 in Nottinghamshire remains blocked northbound at Ouxley because of an accident that's causing queues on the approach. And the southbound M5 in Somerset, just one lane open for traffic. An accident between junction 23 and 24 Bridgewater. And still delays on the anti-clockwise M25 through Essex where there's a broken down tanker closing a lane after junction 27 for the M11. I'm Dave Stanford.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Every weeknight from 10, get an earful of unusual nocturnal emissions with radio's Lord of Misrule, Ian Lee. No relation, thank God.
The cactus and the tree and the rabbit on the hill.
Unfiltered Night Talk with the original king of unconventional conversation.
It's going to be awesome.
Late Night Ian Lee.
Just listen and see what happens.
Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It's 10 minutes to 2 o'clock, headline hijack on the way very shortly. Before that, though, of course, it's Her Majesty, the Queen of the Royal of the Elizabeth of the Second,
Queen's
birthday today, 90 years old, so we're doing facts about Hitler. What have you got, Cornelius? What's been coming in? The reason for this, of course, it was Hitler's birthday yesterday as well, but no one seemed to really celebrate that very much.
Yes, we've had this from Mr. Biscuits.
Mr. Biscuits.
Hitler once auditioned for the role of Bert in Mary Poppins. He lost out on the role because he couldn't speak in a Cockney accent.
At the start of every speech, says James, that he did, Adolf Hitler would begin with, my name's Adolf Hitler, and did you know I'm actually a vegetarian? Because that's something that people now...
That's a talking point.
People just say that now, don't they?
Yeah.
Say anything about Adolf Hitler, someone always says, did you know he was a vegetarian? And
yeah.
That, and the reason they know that is because that's how he started all his speeches. What would be German for that? Ich bin einer...
Vegetarian.
Yeah.
No, I think that's true, you know. I think that's right. I can speak a bit German.
Go on, then.
Guten Tag, wie geht's? Mein Name ist Cornelius. Wie geht's?
Fine, thanks.
Good.
Good. Right. Adolf Hitler's claim to fame... Adolf Hitler's claim to fame was that he once went on Celebrity Dictator Mastermind and came second behind Pol Pot. His specialist subject was the Austrian 1884 World Cup team.
Yeah. I don't think there was a World Cup in that year.
I don't know. Okay, the rest of it's true.
Yeah, the rest of it's true, but I don't think it must be in a different year.
Yeah, I think that's the typo.
Yeah.
Isn't it? Have you got another Hitler fact there that's coming
yeah,
in?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. You talked about Adolf Hitler's ball being found in the Royal Albert Hall.
During the renovations?
Yeah,
yes, that's
yeah.
true. Yes, it was found by the builders under one of the seats.
The reason it was there was that it was on the last night of a tour, because Hitler's ball actually went on a major tour of venues across the UK.
Yes.
Yeah, and it was supported by Van Gogh's ear.
Yes,
it was a support act.
Yes, I remember that, actually.
did you go?
No, it was before my time, obviously, but I remember it. If you've been to the Albert Hall, there's obviously posters on the inside of the Albert Hall of old shows that started life there before they went on a national tour, and there is a poster for Hitler's ball with support from...
Van Gogh's ear.
It's a long tradition of body parts going off on tour on their own. Oscar Pistorius's legs, of course, famously.
Did the O2.
Didn't have any support, ironically. So if you've got some Hitler facts, then we do want to know about them. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
And you can use our Twitter at Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word you like.
As a child, Hitler's family were poor and could only afford to buy him one ball. This is coming from Claire.
They don't have to be Hitler. It's not Hitler ball facts.
Well, that's what everyone's going for. Anyway, as a child, Hitler's family were poor and could only afford to buy him one ball. It was a football. And when he was five, during a kickabout with his best friend Goebbels, the ball struck Hitler in the testicles, reducing their number by 50%. That's from Claire. If you've got a fact about Hitler, testicular or otherwise, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or at Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word you like.
So, on the way, the news at 2 o'clock. After that, other things. For instance, work experience punditry. Rudd will be here today with his review of geeky stuff. We'll also have... It's Thursday, so Thought for the Day for Satanists. Of course, the High Priest Vexen Le Crowley will be along. He's a friend of the show. Of course, he's the High Priest from the Temple of Mephistopheles in Hendon. He will be along then with, yes, Thought for the Day for Satanists. There will be a homosexual pensioner whistling a tune, which we invite you to identify. That is the old gay whistle test. Showbiz news this afternoon will come from a man who works for TalkSport, who has no interest in or knowledge of showbiz, but has to do it for budgetary and contractual reasons. Big debate at three. And nobody's favourite radio quiz, Paul Rossmaster, where persons are tested as to their knowledge of Full Set Breakfast presenter on Talk Radio, Paul Ross. Today, Ash from Johnny Gould and Ash's show will have his knowledge tested. Small matter of headline hijack then. What have we got coming in as a made-up news story to get into the news at two to confuse those who have been away from their desk and get back during Victoria's news at two? Cornelius.
According to Michael, the Olympic torch has failed to be lit on time today as no one had any matches. The Olympic president, Jacques Rogues, had to nip to a
corner. Rogues?
Rogues, is it? What? Rogues?
Rogues?
What are we going with that? Any idea?
Well, I think that's the pronunciation unit.
Pronunciation unit.
What?
How do you pronounce the word? I've got two words.
Do you want me to come in and look
Rogge,
at it?
Rogge. It's R-O-G-G-E-S.
What? Put it in context.
Jacques Rogge. It's his surname.
Roger?
Roger. Yes. Okay. And what about the word snow? How do you pronounce that? Go on.
You're not the boss of me.
Say it.
I will come in there and slap your head.
I am. Say it.
You are certainly not the boss of me. I'll slap both you all.
Who? Sorry. Can we also add the word both?
No.
Hates us.
Well, yeah, we're in trouble today.
I know, we really are. A controversial new dating website has gone live today. It's gone online. It allows animals to find other animals that are looking for love. Anne Widdicombe, Anne Roger, earlier told Talk Radio that she thought the idea was abhorrent and will not be allowing her cats anywhere near the internet until the site is taken down. That's coming from Laura. Thank you, Laura. Any more before we get a winner?
Yeah, let's do this one from Darren, saying that a plastic surgeon is refusing to correct a mistake he made on a man, as the man has lost the receipt from the procedure. The man in question has had his nose size increased when he was looking for a reduction. I'd love it if that was true. Good. Every element.
Do we have a winner for today's
headline? We do.
Who sent in a winning made-up news story?
Mr. Beaver. That's his Twitter handle.
Fine, Mr. Beaver. And where's Mr. Beaver? Do we know where Mr. Beaver is from?
Or should we just say
Twitter?
Yeah, Mr. Beaver from Twitter.
Mr. Beaver from Twitter, congratulations. Your made-up news story will be in the news. It will come out of Victoria's mouth next, masquerading as truth. You're listening to Talk Radio, then I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
We got entertainment, and we're not afraid to use it. Talk Radio.
Space. It's all around us. An infinite vastness. Extraordinary dimensions beyond the realm of human understanding.
Oh, you! Get out the back of me van!
Oh, sorry.
You're loads better off with a Vauxhall Movano, the large van with the impressive payload. Now even more impressive with free sat-nav, parking sensors and air conditioning. Retail customers only. Order by June 30th. T's and C's and exclusions apply. See your Vauxhall retailer for details.
An extra £5 billion is to be set aside by banks for missold PPI. If you haven't claimed already, claim now. Don't have the time or worried you've lost paperwork? Let PPI Claim Back do it all for you. We can check whether you've had PPI, and if you haven't, it won't cost you a penny. We've won £337 million for our customers. Text PPI to 80039. Text PPI to 80039 now.
Get it straight from Selco.
Selco.
It's where the trade go.
Get a real deal from Selco Builders Warehouse on a wide range of trade quality building products. In April, get a real deal on a 7.5-litre tub of Crown Trade White or Magnolia Vinyl Matte Emulsion for only £11.99 excluding VAT. Now that's a real deal. See even more real deals and thousands of products in stock at selcovw.com.
Get it straight from Selco.
Selco.
It's where the trade go.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip. Talk Radio.
Good afternoon to you. It's exactly 2 o'clock Thursday afternoon. I'm John Holmes. Here's Victoria. She's got news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, hundreds turn out to see the Queen on her 90th. Ched Evans' rape conviction is quashed. And government help for the steel industry.
Talk Radio.
The streets of Windsor have been lined by well-wishers to wish the Queen a happy 90th birthday. Her Majesty went on a walkabout and met some other 90-year-olds before touring the Berkshire town in an open-topped Range Rover. Talk Radio reporter Alex Dibble is there.
You could barely move on these streets as the Queen greeted well-wishers. Union Jacks waving, brass band playing and hip-hip hoorays as well. It's felt like a very British birthday, although the crowd was international.
We are really happy. We did some picture with the Queen, video, funny video, fantastic, really. I love her so much, and I take her as my mom.
Matteo and Abigail from Italy and Nigeria. People here have been enjoying the sunshine as the Queen celebrates her birthday in the glorious building next to me, the place she calls home, Windsor Castle.
Former Sheffield United striker Ched Evans has won an appeal against his conviction for raping a 19-year-old woman, but he must face a retrial. It's after judges at the Court of Appeal heard new evidence concerning the allegations which the footballer has always denied. Ched Evans' lawyer, Sean Draycott, spoke after the ruling.
He wants to thank his lawyers, as well as his partner, Natasha, their families and friends, and all those members of the public who have offered him support throughout.
An extra 3,000 child refugees will be accepted into Britain. The government has called it the largest resettlement programme for children in the world from the war-torn Syria region. It's on top of the 20,000 people by 2020 promised last year. Two men have been found guilty of smuggling guns into the UK and conspiracy to possess firearms with intent to endanger life. Harry Schilling and Michael Dufresne brought 31 assault rifles and submachine guns into the country at Cuxton Marina in Kent last summer. It's thought they were destined for gangs in London and the southeast of England. Rob Lewin from the National Crime Agency says they're incredibly dangerous weapons.
One is like an AK-47 assault rifle, and the other one's a submachine gun, both of which can fire somewhere in the region of 800 rounds a minute. So, devastating effects if they're in the wrong hands.
Financial support worth hundreds of millions of pounds is to be offered to the potential buyers of Tata Steel's operation in the UK. The joint announcement from the British and Welsh governments follows a second meeting between the business secretary Sajid Javid and Tata in Mumbai. Most of the money, if not all, will be for debt financing. And Sir Roger Moore has paid tribute to James Bond director Guy Hamilton, who's died aged 93, saying he's saddened he's gone to the great cutting room in the sky. He was in charge of the 007 stars first film, Live and Let Die, as well as his follow-up, The Man with the Golden Gun.
Thanks, Victoria. It was very good.
Thanks.
It's very good.
I've got weather.
I know. Just building it up a bit. Here's the weather.
Cheers.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Staying cloudy in the far north of Scotland. Sunny elsewhere, although Woo! Becoming hazy through the day.
Woo!
Cloudy and breezy
Love
in the southwest. Highs of 15 degrees.
Thanks so much.
Victoria, just wave at me, and I'll just take his mic out.
Oh, cool.
Well, no, don't. I mean, don't. Otherwise, because then you won't be able to hear what I'm.
Should do some sport. Let's go to that.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon.
Hi,
as the
Ben.
Pressure on Everton boss Roberto Martinez increases, Talk Sport have been told he's not solely to blame for the club's problems. The Toffees were thrashed 4-0 by Liverpool last night, leaving them 11th in the Barclays Premier League table with an FA Cup semi-final against Manchester United coming up at the weekend. Yeah. Former Everton player and coach Alan Stubbs told us fans should go easy on Martinez.
Stubbs.
It's not a time for pointing fingers. It's a time for coming together, you know, and I think that's the most important thing, because at times like this, it's very easy to point the finger, and it always comes down to the managers. As players, you have to look at yourself in the mirror and say to yourself, am I doing everything I can possibly do? And if the answer to that is yes, then that's fair enough. If it's not, then you've got to do something about it.
On to tonight's action. Arsenal can move into the top three of the Barclays Premier League with a win over West Brom. Finally, boxing, and Anthony Joshua will make the first defence of his IBF World Heavyweight title on June the 25th. He'll be back in action against an as-yet-unknown opponent at London's O2. That's your latest sports news, powered by TalkSport.
And finally, a new app has been invented that can be downloaded to phones to make them waterproof. iDiver allows any smartphone to be used safely underwater and also includes a depth gauge.
Thanks very much, Victoria. 4 minutes past 2 o'clock.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Evil lurks in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio. It revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Hi, get out of the way, please.
It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
On Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Play Misty for me.
Okay then, good afternoon to you, 2:05. It is Talk Radio in the afternoons, clearly, because that's when this is. I am John Holmes, and well, I promised you this earlier, that it's the Queen's 90th birthday, of course, Her Majesty the Royal, the Elizabeth of the Queen of the 90th, and it's her birthday. And today on the programme, we are offering one lucky listener the chance to take a backstage tour of the Queen. Now, this is where you can see inside the Queen. You'll be taken inside for a tour of Her Majesty the Queen via the Royal Esophagus, where, of course, the royal food, such as nectar and swans, is passed through the royal body. You'll be guided through the royal stomach, where the swans are broken down. And then the tour will take you into the royal bowel, where Her Majesty's royal excrement is formed. From there, you'll be whisked upwards past the rock of strength that Her Majesty has instead of a heart, to see how the royal waving hand works behind the scenes. That's an excellent prize, isn't it? And then you'll exit the Queen via her gift shop. Which I think is Prince Philip's euphemism for it. If you'd like to win a trip around the Queen this afternoon, then just text the words "I would like to win a trip around the Queen" to 87222.
Start your message with the word "talk"
or at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you want.
Right then, it's the time for Work Experience Punditry. Of course, this is the bit of the show where each day we review things. It's just what you have to do on the radio. Now, other radio programmes bring in professionals to do this. They come in and they spend their working life reviewing stuff. You've probably seen them on the television and the radio. It's films, isn't it? They refilm the television programmes themselves, all the things from the thing and the restaurant and the review and the... Anyway, we do that as well, but with a unique twist that we don't pay our pundits. It's Work Experience Punditry. Today, Rudd is back. Rudd brings with him knowledge of geeky stuff.
I do indeedy.
What geeky stuff have you?
There's been e-games have been announced, which are they're going to be a tournament that's going to run alongside the Olympics.
Oh, you're obsessed with this.
Well, it feels like quite big news. It's video game tournaments that are going to run alongside the Summer Olympics this year,
right?
In Rio. Basically, at the moment, players can take part in tournaments and win money, but for this, they're going to win medals instead.
Right. And how do the game players feel about that?
People are saying that it may not be very successful, because why would... If you can compete in a tournament,
yes,
and win... I've got here some of the top 10 prize pools for video game tournaments.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. $18.5 million for the International Dota 2 in 2015.
What?
That's the prize?
That's the prize pool, which then gets split amongst the 16 teams.
18 million people.
Between 80 players. 16 teams, 80 players.
Right.
And then the International 2014 was 10 million, well, nearly 11 million. Then the Dota Asia Championships was 3 million. Basically, the top seven are all Dota, and then it's $2.5 million for Smite, which was the Smite one.
Dota's the game we talked about last week, isn't it?
Yeah, there's a lot of money in it.
Remind us what Dota is?
It's a game where you're in a map, two teams of five, each person picks one hero. You've got, like, 120 heroes to choose from.
Okay.
And then each person plays a specific role to kind of destroy the enemy's base.
Who puts up the prize money for these things?
The organisers, Valve, who make the game, they will, for the international, what they do is they'll say, we're going to make it $15 million base prize pool. And then they sell tickets for it, and then ticket sales go towards...
Yes, because we talked about this, weren't we? Because the thing the kids like to do now online, and this is mad, right? So, you know, rather than watch the television or the films, the children now just like to watch videos of other people playing video games.
Yeah, and that... I do that.
See?
Wow.
See?
Because it's usually my kind of recent habit has just been have a game up and then mute in and listen to talk radio in the background.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm. You're really odd. So why, we should make a talk radio game. Pew. Better than that. But no, I think, because if this is what the kids want, right?
It is.
Now look at that. So who's that bloke we talked about the other day? PewDiePie, or whatever his name
PewDiePie.
Is.
Yeah,
PewDiePie.
Yeah, him, right? He's a what is he, a YouTuber?
Yeah.
Right. Now, he's very popular indeed.
He is. Very. He's the most subscribed YouTube channel.
And all he does is play games that people watch him doing, right?
Yeah.
More or less.
What he does is he's very aimed at kind of children, really. Very kind of children's entertainment.
We can act, like me. I'm very much a children's entertainer.
That's
right?
What you're doing. The kids love the Hitler jokes.
Well, exactly. Yeah. That's right. I mean, I've got two children. They are 4 and 6, but I will not entertain them unless they pay me their pocket money back.
Yeah.
And I think that teaches them a lot about capitalism.
Yeah.
Anyway, I think this is a good idea because we could make money on doing this. Mm. If kids want, right, we do a talk radio game. All we need is someone that can develop a game, an app or something, right?
Mm.
Right? And it's like, I mean, we could base it on an existing game. So okay, so it's the game.
You could do it like a fighting, like, you know, Street Fighter and Tekken and Mortal Kombat. You could do it like that, but all the characters are talk radio presenters.
Exactly what I'm thinking. Mm. Yeah, so you can choose to be Julia Hartley Brewer,
who would win every match.
Yes,
just body slamming Sandalini.
She could be the boss
at the end of the levels.
Yeah.
Who asked you?
Oh. I'll find that trail and put it back in.
Oh, I don't like that trail. Okay, fine. Well, you might be onto something there because she, you know, I mean, Julia Hartley Brewer is a formidable opponent. I think I'm liking this idea. Well, what if it's a game like Doom or Quake, you know, the first person shoot 'em up things. So we just set that round the talk radio offices, and then you just have to go around trying to.
And all the producers right with the little enemies.
Yeah,
and then you pick a presenter to play as, and then all the various like talk sport producers.
Yeah,
the like.
Yeah, and Denny, the boss, or Laurie. We don't really know which one is the boss because when you talk to them, they both say they are. Are the big boss at the end, Cornelius? Because you're familiar with being told off by them, aren't you? So that's,
yeah,
so that's fine. Yeah, maybe that. Anyway, just idly speculating that. And then we'd get loads of listeners because kids like listening to computer games on the radio, right?
Yeah.
Probably.
I would.
You're not the good at them.
But yeah, basically people are saying, why would we compete in a tournament? Because all 10 of the top earning players in esports of all time are all Dota players.
Yes.
PPD, who's earned the most money from playing in competitive video games, he's earned $2,164,376.96 from playing video games and winning tournaments. Universe, Fear, Owie, Smell, Zhaoeight, How, Puppy, Banana, and Moo.
What are you saying now?
They're the players' names. Yeah. They're the players' names for.
It just sounds like the beginning of Trump.
It's like a Dr. Seuss story.
Basically, you're too young, but there was a. Do you remember Trumpton? No, anyone?
No.
Absolutely not.
Right, so.
I was born in 1995.
Right. Well, Trumpton was a children's program.
I remember.
Oh, here she is. Cass, you remember Cass?
I do. I loved it.
Read that list again that you said.
PPD, Universe, Fear, Owie, Sumail, Zhaoeight, How, Puppy, Banana, Moo.
Pew, Pew, Barley, McGrew, Cuthbert, Dibble, and Grub. Sounded like that, didn't it? It's just like a modern Trump. We've done it all before. There's nothing new, Rudd, in the world. We've done it all before.
Yeah,
you kids, you're coming along. You kids, you're coming along thinking, oh, we've invented it. You haven't. We've done it before. All of it. Everything you say. All your gaming. We've done it all. We used to play Pac-Man, and we were happy.
That's on his sheet. New game out, Pac-Man.
Pac-Man, yeah.
That's already
Pac-Man
been done,
just
Rudd.
Been
talk radio version of Pac-Man,
yeah.
Right? You control Paul Ross. Going round a maze, eating little pills of meow meow. Right, till he gets to the centre, which is a sort of roundabout outside Maidenhead.
Who are the ghosts?
Who are the ghosts?
Yeah.
That would be Stan Collymore and Steve McFadden. It's Rudd, will you stay with us for more gaming talk and more techie geeky
stuff? Absolutely.
Thank you. It's 2:15, it's Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Every approved used Jaguar comes with 2 years warranty. But at the Jaguar approved used event from the 14th to the 25th of April, on top of our competitive 10.9% APR representative finance, with Jaguar Privilege PCP, you also get £1,000 deposit contribution across the range. So the Jaguar you've always wanted is closer than ever. Search Jaguar approved used.
Offer ends 25th of April 2016. Credit subject to status. Terms and conditions apply. Black Horse Trading is Jaguar Financial Services.
Gary, Winston Wolf, direct line. Your landlord Mike says you wrecked his place.
Wait,
knocking holes in the walls. And all that graffiti? Fancy yourself an artiste?
No.
But it's all covered, Gary. Mike is with direct line. They'll cover up to the full amount insured for malicious damage by tenants.
Oh, good. Can I go now?
Oh, no, Gary. Direct Line's looking after Mike, but who's looking after you?
Direct Line Landlord Insurance covers up to the sum insured for malicious damage by tenants. Can your landlord insurance do that? Search Direct Line Landlord. Optional extra qualifying criteria and excess apply. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited. This week at Asda, award-winning Pierre Darcy Champagne is just £9 a bottle. So, you can afford to celebrate the Queen's birthday, and Uncle Brian's birthday, the neighbour's birthday, the cat's birthday, the goldfish's birthday. Asda. Save money, live better.
Selected stores subject to availability, awarded by IWSC 2015, offer ends 25th of April. Over 18s only, drink aware.
Over the last 2 years, I've learned that I'm quite determined. And I thought I was. And I've learned that I actually like learning. I've learned that I can concentrate even when the kids are arguing. I've learned that I'm more ambitious.
The most important thing you'll learn at the Open University is what you're capable of. To find out more, search for OU Life Changing Learning.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Delays on the southbound M5 in Somerset. Just one lane open. An accident between junction 23 and 24 at Bridgewater with those delays. In Handsworth in Birmingham, Soho Road, the A41 is closed both ways because of a fire in a derelict pub. A1 in Nottinghamshire, traffic's queuing northbound at Alxley. The road there was blocked with an accident. It's all clear now, though. But in Denton, in Newcastle, on Tyne and Wear, there's an accident. The road partly blocked near the Denton Burn roundabout. I'm Dave Stamford.
Every approved used Land Rover comes with 2 years warranty. But at the Land Rover approved used event from the 14th to the 25th of April, we're adding a competitive 10.9% APR representative finance. And with PCP, you also get a £1,000 deposit contribution across the range. The great outdoors has never been so within reach. Search Land Rover approved used. Land Rover, above and beyond.
Offer ends 25th of April 2016. Credit subject to status. Terms and conditions apply. Black Horse Trading as Land Rover Financial Services.
Start your engines, petrol heads, and don't miss the Motor Show. It's automotive for the people on your radio. Sports cars, pickups, 4x4s, GTI or coupe. What convertible is best to buy for a bloke who wears a toupee? He's the motor mouth with the V8 brain. His car know-how is stunning. Listen to Revved Up Andy J and get your motor running.
The Motor Show with Andy J.
Expert car talk that doesn't use a sneaky gadget to improve emissions.
This Saturday afternoon from 3 on Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
18 minutes past 2 o'clock. Good afternoon. It is Talk Radio. Just ahead of more geeky stuff, work experience punditry with Rudd. Just time for some of your reactions that are coming in. Reactions.
Yes. The best thing to hold on to in life is each other. That's coming from Audrey Hepburn.
Yeah.
And a list of middle class cliches says cheese, arrogance, Apple products, Village Fates, yoga and Toyota Prius.
I've got Rothko paintings in the Tate, hangings too good for them. If you've got a reaction, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or if you've got a thing with the thing.
Start your message.
Okay, the news, by the way, just before we get back to Rudd. I didn't really see any of the news, Cornelius. Have you seen any of the news?
Me and the news were seeing each other for a bit.
Yeah.
But it didn't really work out.
Right.
Sort of awkward.
It is complicated.
Like, I don't like
status. News is complicated.
John, I just couldn't get my heart around it.
And that's where we like to help, because we know the news is complicated, but here in the afternoons on Talk Radio is where we simplify it down for your, and it's where we distill it down to its pure form, the art and the medium of Japanese poetry. It's five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Donald Trump wins new York primary. The Big Apple must have turned rotten.
The news in haikus. 20 past 2 on a Thursday afternoon. You join us mid-geeky stuff review. That's what we review on a Thursday. We're doing it with work experience Rudd. We've already understood nothing of what he said. and here he is with some more of it.
Star Wars stuff, relatively geeky.
Very.
Some fans in the US, they've raised just under £5,000 for a billboard that says hashtag give us legends. It was in San Francisco. Because basically, since... Okay, when Star Wars came out back in 1977, and up until The Force Awakens came out, people used to write books and comics and stories yes. about Star Wars, set in the Star Wars universe, they all had this continuity, like from millions of years into the past of Star Wars into thousands of years into the future, it all kind of laid onto each
right,
other.
Right, so kind of fan fiction. Anyone could join in with this, presumably.
Well, no, there was fan fiction, which people would write on the internet and stuff,
right.
obviously, but then there were, like, Lucasfilm kind of... Lucasfilm would say, all right, this person's an author who is going to write some stories about Star Wars.
I see.
So there was licensed stuff. And then there's this thing called the Holocron, which is kept by a guy called Leland Chee, who works for Lucasfilm. Basically, it is a list of the continuity and of all the things in Star Wars, which there's canon stuff, which means it happened, inverted commas,
yes.
in the Star Wars universe. There's non-canon, which is stuff like... A lot of the fan fiction is non-canon, but then they also did like lots of what-ifs, like what if Luke died on Bespin or stuff like that, and that would be non-canon. Yes.
What if Jabba the Hutt was on a 5-2?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That kind of stuff. So yeah, fans basically want the expanded universe to kind of be brought back, and because they said, right, everything is now, it's not expanded universe, it's legends. So people want more expanded universe.
Right. Where does the Lego come into this?
The Lego...
You're right there.
Technically, all the Lego video games and stuff are listed as non-canon. Because... And kind of alternate universes of what could have happened.
Right.
That's the kind of official classification of them in the Holocron. Because basically...
I mean, Rudd just says words now, doesn't
he? I have not understood one word since that advert.
Okay. Don't you even know what a holocron is?
I have
Don't
never
you even
seen
know?
Star
holocron.
Wars.
In Star Wars, there are these things called holocrons, which are little kind of data storage cubes.
Yeah, Cornelius, didn't even know
Did
that.
Did you know that?
Yeah. No.
But people seem to be talking about these as if they were real.
Well, yeah, I mean, I read a lot of books and comics, like Star Wars books and comics, and you kind of get invested in this universe because there's lots of characters and storylines that you kind of take as...
Ah, but I'd counter that with saying, right, in real life,
yeah,
there's lots of stories and characters.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's, if you just go around interacting with people, right... Then what you get there is a whole host.
That sounds a little scary, interacting with people.
Of characters, don't you? And their backstories and everything. And everything's canon.
But then you have to, like, leave the house and stuff. sounds a little much for me, John.
Yeah, well, yes, you are quite pale. but I think... I'm ambivalent about Star. I mean, I went to see the new one, because you do, and I thought it was... just a remake of the first one.
It was.
And nothing more.
All right.
You've never even seen one of them. But that's...
Have
that
you
is
not?
No.
You've literally never seen a Star Wars film.
All right. No.
And the reason why is because Cornelius, it's not that he isn't geeky, but he's geeky about roller coasters.
Oh, yeah.
We were saying off air that my geekiness when I was a kid was roller coasters. I used to love them.
What's
used to
the best
spend
roller
hours
coaster?
If you love roller coasters so much, why don't you marry one?
I tend just to ride them.
Hey!
but now I used to sit and watch. Just sit and read forums.
What'd you make of Disney's Black Hole?
I don't think I've been on that.
Haven't you?
No, I'm very much focused on Alton Towers and Fort Park, I was.
Right.
Very. I could tell
it's quite
you.
Niche, isn't it?
I could tell you which make. Which company made the roller coaster by just like by
really?
Looking at the track?
Please don't. I mean, now it's gone too geeky in here for words, but anyway.
We're so far, way too far down the wormhole now.
So, that's a space thing. So, essentially, we didn't understand any of that.
Okay.
So, what else have you got?
We could talk about more video game stuff, or there's other tech stuff. What would you rather talk about? Unless it's my review and I just get to talk about whatever I want to talk about.
More or less,
Let's talk about Dark Souls. Dark Souls was released.
Excuse me?
Dark Souls 3.
Oh. Yes, it's similar to what we call you.
Dark Souls 3 was released last week on the... Where's my piece of paper?
I don't know the answer.
Bear with, John. Bear with.
Just make it up, but no one cares.
It was released this week. Fine. And basically, people are liking it. It got 4.5 out of 5 on Metacritic, 8 out of 10 on Trusted Reviews, 9.5 out of 10 on IGN. Dark Souls is a franchise of games that is very, very difficult, like extraordinarily difficult, and it takes part in a very dark, obviously, kind of fantasy, Lord of the Rings, Skyrim-style universe. And it's known for being, like, one of the hardest games. And it released this week.
See, look, I can't... This is my... I can't play computer games at all. I think I mentioned this before, right? Yeah. I mean, I genuinely... I got Halo once, right? And I started Halo. And I don't know who I was. I was a soldier or something. And I got off a spacecraft on a planet. And I'm not joking. I moved that thing...
The controller,
if you like, and it went through a pond,
yeah,
right, where I became, within the first 20 seconds of the game, became stuck in some reeds.
I've never played Halo, so
and I'm still there, and that was like when Halo came out, and I've gone back to it since, and I can't get out of the reeds. And I can genuinely hear, like, some kind of space battle happening over there and see the occasional explosion in the distance. But I'm genuinely, on my own, stuck in some reeds. And whatever I do with the controller, I can't get out of the reeds. It may as well be a fishing game.
You can just start a new game and then go anew on Halo.
Well, yeah, but... I've got to get through the pond to get to where it's happening. There's only one way. And every time I get stuck in the reeds.
If I played Halo, I would offer advice, but I just play Dota, really. There's the thing that you play Dota on Steam, which is kind of like iTunes.
He's gone back to words we don't understand.
Steam's just a program. It's kind of like iTunes for games.
Right, fine.
And it tells you how many hours you've played of the games.
Oh,
and
dear.
I've
how many hours have you played?
My second most played game is Team Fortress 2, in which I've got 1,100 hours played.
Why don't you go outside and play?
And my most played
I mean with a
my most with played game or something. Is my most played game is Dota 2 with 2,540 hours.
There are people out that side.
That is, I think it adds up to just over a month and a half.
Look, here's Victoria. We call her a girl.
Ah! Hi.
Hello.
I didn't like that reaction.
He's never met one before.
That's not actually true.
He stays in his bedroom playing his weird computer games. How many hours have you spent on that game again, tell Victoria?
2,540.
How many hours have you spent on a girl?
You don't have to answer that.
Over what period?
So I bet it's not 2,540, is it?
It's inappropriate, John.
What? Inappropriate? John, that's someone like him, though.
Oh.
Anyway,
shall leave you to it.
Rod, thank you for coming.
To reviewing the show now.
Rod, thank you. Thank you for coming in, Rod.
No worries, thanks for having me.
That's right, not sure we did. That's geeky stuff, as reviewed by Rod on the talk radio in the afternoon. There'll be more work experience punditry tomorrow when I believe it's film.
Okay. Barry.
Good. Still to come, then, there will be a game of Paul Rossmaster. Your knowledge of Paul Ross well and truly tested. Today, Ash, off of the Johnny Gould and Ash show, has a go at it. And Vexander Crowley, the High Priest. Vexander Crowley, he's the High Priest of the Temple of Mephistopheles in Hendon, of course, will be joining us for another Thought for the Day for Satanists. It's 2:30.
Talk Radio.
The Queen's been greeted by hundreds of people in Windsor, keen to celebrate her 90th birthday. During a walkabout, she met some other 9-year-olds, as well as the winner of the Great British Bake Off, Nadia, who made a special orange drizzle cake. Alex Dibble is in Windsor for Talk Radio.
It's been a joyful day here as Her Majesty opened a walkway in her honour and met the public on a walkabout through the town. This evening, the Queen will light a beacon in Windsor, which will be the first of 1,000 across the world, marking her 90th. And a night she'll no doubt treasure. Her family and friends will join her for a private dinner in this glorious castle, hosted by her son, the Prince of Wales.
Footballer Ched Evans has won his appeal against his conviction for raping a 19-year-old woman, but Court of Appeal judges in London have ordered that he must face a fresh trial. The UK is going to take in 3,000 more vulnerable children fleeing from war-torn Syria by 2020. The announcement is on top of the 20,000 already promised by the government last year. Hundreds of millions of pounds of taxpayers' money will be made available on commercial terms to potential buyers of Tata Steel. The UK and Welsh government is prepared to take a stake of up to 25% to support a future takeover of the company. And judges have yet to make a decision about a celebrity who wants to keep his name out of a tabloid newspaper story concerning his extramarital activities. The Supreme Court's reserved its decision, simply saying a judgment will be made soon. An injunction taken out by the married man remains in place. The weather staying cloudy in the far north of Scotland, sunny elsewhere, although becoming hazy throughout the day. Cloudy and breezy in the southwest, highs of 15 degrees. It's more in half an hour.
I could technically save everyone the bother and just name him now.
You could.
I mean, what you could do is, because there's all the... I mean, this costs a lot of money, doesn't it? This tax, you know, for the taxpayer, of judges reserving judgment here and moving injunctions there. And I could just save everyone the bother and just...
That's not...
Bang!
It's probably best not to. I mean, the injunction is in place.
They thank me in the end. Thanks, Victoria.
It's okay, John.
Good news.
Thanks.
It was great news, actually. It's a really good example of news. And in years to come, when people look back at this and can take nothing else from this show, because it's like a sort of empty husk, they'll say, but the one saving grace in it was Victoria's news.
Thank you. I feel like you're going to do something horrible to me, though,
absolutely
because you're
not
being nice.
Absolutely not, no.
What's that what have you got in store?
Nothing. Just saying.
I'm suspicious of you.
Nothing, don't be.
Thanks.
It's Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith.
On Talk Radio.
I'm Penny Smith. Join me every Saturday morning from 8 on Talk Radio for the perfect weekend breakfast. I'm going to be reviewing the papers, taking a look at all the best new film, book and theatre releases, and I'm going to be chatting to a whole host of celebrity guests live in the studio.
Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith. Saturday morning from 8.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It's 2:33. Good afternoon. I am what that piece of production just said. What the people think coming up very shortly indeed, as well as an old homosexual pensioner whistling a tune for you to guess in the old gay whistle test. Ahead of both of those things, though, some of your reactions that are coming in, please.
Yes.
87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twin.
Start your message with any word you like.
What reactions have you got there?
Annoyed parent has said, don't make me count to three. And a shepherd has says that he actually finds all the counting on his job very tiresome.
This is just coming from Joe Gibbs. It's all very well listening to that, John, you poking fun at Star Wars people. But you media cowards, you never dare offend the Trekkies because of what they might do. Hashtag jihad me up, Scotty. That's from Joe there. Another reaction here. Just says, this is appalling. And that's from at someone watching Celebrity Juice. It's 2:34 then, and I think it's time to go out on the streets. Are we going out on the streets? I think we're going out on the streets. And this is, of course, our regular feature where we go out on the streets to find out what the people think. The people think, but what do they think today? Do they think cones or llamas?
cones.
Cones.
Llamas. Cones.
Llamas.
Cones.
Llamas.
Llamas.
Cones.
Cones.
Llamas.
Cones.
Llamas.
Llamas.
Cones.
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 Llamas.
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 Cones.
Llamas.
Llamas.
Cones.
Cones.
Llamas. Cones.
Llamas.
Cones.
Llamas.
Llamas.
Cones.
Cones.
Llamas.
Cones.
Llamas.
Llamas.
Cones.
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 Llamas.
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 Cones.
Llamas.
Llamas.
Cones.
Cones.
Llamas. Cones.
Llamas.
Cones.
Llamas.
Llamas.
Cones.
Cones.
Llamas.
Cones.
Llamas.
Llamas.
Cones.
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 Llamas.
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 Cones.
Llamas.
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 Cones.
Llamas.
Llamas.
What the people think there today, cones or llamas. If you think cones or llamas, then do let us know what you think. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or if you're using Twitter, you can use Twitter.
Start your message with the word
cones or llamas.
Yeah.
Mm. That's what the people think. Now, though, your chance to identify a tune blown from the mouth of a gay gentleman. He's old, he's gay. He whistles, it's a test. It's the old gay whistle test. There's a man on the telephone and he is an old gay man. Hello, Terry.
Hello, John, good afternoon.
And the same to you. How the devil, Terry, are you this week? Been doing your art?
Yep.
What are we? What's the latest in the Terry Gallery?
Oh, I'm doing a portrait of my flatmate in acrylics.
Right, no, sorry, he's wearing acrylics or
acrylic paint.
Oh, I see. I see why I was confused. I see. What sort of study is this?
It's just head and shoulders.
Oh, right, like the shampoo.
Yes.
Good. Do you? Talk us through it a little bit, Terry. Because I did art, you know, back at sort of A-level, but it's been a long time. You know, do you have to? Is it a case of sittings? How does it work?
Well, I suppose it's cheating in a way. I take a photograph of him.
Yes.
On a, you know, one of these good quality cameras.
Yes.
And then feed it into the computer.
Right.
And then download a picture off the computer.
I see.
And then you paint the picture. You sort of, your interpretation, you photocopy the picture.
Yes.
To whatever size you need. You can make it smaller, enlarge it. And then you do your impression of the photocopy.
So you paint over the photocopy?
No.
That would be cheating, wouldn't it?
No, that would be cheating.
Yes. It's the, obviously, as you know, Terry, it's the it's Her Majesty the Queen Elizabeth's birthday, isn't it, today?
No, I didn't know.
You were aware of that? Yeah. So, I mean, it's not been in the news. She's 90 years old, Terry. 90, the Queen, Her Majesty the Queen, today.
Yeah, well, the Queen Mother says there's more than one Queen in Book House. Sorry, can't go there. Satire.
Already did. You know, it's not for me to comment, Terry, as you know, but I just wonder if, because the Queen obviously famously has her portrait painted, you know, sometimes well, sometimes embarrassingly, like by people like Rolf Harris. And I wonder, yes, you know, if you were to paint the Queen, Terry, what would you, you know, what would you say to her? Would you sit her down? You know, say you were commissioned, Terry, on the occasion of her 90th birthday to sit down with the Queen to paint her portrait. What would you say to her?
I really don't know, but going back a couple of years for children in need, I did do a small portrait of the Queen, and I gave it to another radio station,
right,
no names, and it was auctioned off for the Children's Hospital.
That is very lovely, isn't it? Have you got anything we could auction off for a Children's Hospital?
Well, I can do something if you want to suggest something.
I think what we should do, we should send you a picture of me.
Yes.
Right, and see if you can knock that up as a little portrait for us. And
I shall try.
Yeah. And then you know, we can give it to some children. I'm sure they'd like that.
Yeah, they could put it on the wall and throw darts. I'm so sorry. I mean, it's one of them mornings. I'm just in one of those camp moods, for want of a better word.
Well, we're glad to have you, as you know. Terry, you're going to whistle a tune for us, of course. That is the point. So in your own time, here we go with this week's Old Gate Whistle Test. Well, I think that's absolutely fine. If you think you know what that was, that was being blown by Terry, then you can text us and let us know, 87222. Start your message with the word talk. Or you can use @talkradio on Twitter and start your message with whatever word you like. Terry, a pleasure as always. Thank you very much.
You take care.
It's the Old Gay Whistle Test on Talk Radio. It's 20 minutes to 3 o'clock. And it is, as we just mentioned there, the Queen's birthday. So what better time to do a text in of facts about Hitler?
Yes.
Why? Ask me why.
Why?
Put your hand up. Cornelius, you've got a question.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why do I have to put my hand up every time I have a question?
Because that's polite.
The radio.
Polite. Cornelius, you got a question.
Yeah, why?
Because it was Hitler's birthday yesterday, and yeah. Everyone seemed to ignore that. So we're going to do... And everyone's done facts about the Queen. There's no point in us jumping on that bandwagon. Everyone's done it already, so we're going to do facts about Hitler. This has come in from Ross on Teesside. Hitler facts. Nick Berry's 1986 hit... Every Loser Wins was originally, excuse me, a 1945 hit by Adolf Hitler, released to ease tensions in Germany after World War II. Every Loser Wins. Carry on.
Yes, according to Daniel.
Yep.
Adolf Hitler wrote a book about mattresses called...
All right, here we go.
Mein Kampf für Bett.
Oh, God.
So bad.
Adolf Hitler opened Lambeth North Tube Station on the Bakerloo Line when it began running in 1906. That's just coming from Ian. Thank you, Ian. Adolf Hitler wanted to start World War II because he thought the number two was lucky and that he was definitely going to win.
How wrong he was, John.
I know. How history has rewritten that. what else?
According to Valerie, Adolf Hitler started the beer hall putsch when he put 20 Deutschmark in the fruit machine, and then someone after him won the jackpot straight away. So he got so angry.
Yeah.
He started a revolution, sort of, that got quashed.
Right.
But that's, yeah, just because of the fruit machine.
Fine. Right, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk. On Twitter.
It's Thursday. And that means it's time to welcome our friend of the show, of course. He is, as you will be aware if you're a regular listener, the High Priest of the Temple of Mephistopheles, which is in Hendon. And we invite him in. And we do this for the reason is that if you listen to other radio stations, you'll know they do a sort of pause for thought style thing where they invite someone of a religious bent to come and discuss whatever deity it is they believe in by tenuously linking that deity to an anecdote from their lives. And it happens on Radio 2, it happens on Radio 4, you know the sort of thing. Anyway, the problem is that all they all do is do Christianity or Islam or Judaism or Hinduism. They do all of these religions, but what they don't do, they deliberately seem to miss one out, which is where we come in, because we are an equal opportunities employer. What about people who worship the devil? Where's the one for them? The answer here on Talk Radio on a Thursday afternoon. Welcome then, High Priest Vexen Le Crowley. He's from the Temple of Mephistopheles in Hendon with his thought for the day for Satanists. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Recently, I found myself in the queue to see Paul Simon, formerly of Simon and Garfunkel, perform his seminal work Graceland live in its entirety. I'll confess, it's not the sort of music I usually listen to, ordinarily preferring Norwegian black death metal with lyrics which openly praise the enemy of righteousness. But as my wife is a fan of Paul Simon, and in particular his collaborations with Ladysmith Black Mambazo, It didn't seem a wholly unpleasant way to spend the evening. We found ourselves in the queue to enter the venue. I was idly wondering if security would spot my obsidian-handled, black-bladed sacrificial gutting knife when I saw someone ahead of us pushing in. I watched as they surreptitiously tried to stand further down the queue where the line wasn't quite as defined as it could be, and it was then that I found myself thinking, do you know, Satan is a lot like that, isn't he? After all, while man optimistically attempts to develop systems in order for society to function correctly, and the cavalier attitude of this gentleman had ridden roughshod over any such ambition, so the great pioneer of darkness continually demonstrates how we are only moments away from anarchy. And, as a messenger for the Dark Lord myself, I felt compelled to assist this young man's ungodly crusade. But then I remembered that, although I applaud man's evil deeds and his cruelty and unkindness to his fellow man, I am also British, and thus find people pushing in queues to be incredibly annoying. So I did what anyone in this situation would do. I screamed what I admit was a vile obscenity at the gentleman in question and told him to get the F-word back. And during the subsequent brawl, I have to say my sacrificial knife was discovered by the venue's security personnel and I was ejected from the O2 and instead spent the night in a police cell charged with carrying an offensive weapon. My wife, however, attended and enjoyed the concert. She particularly liked You Can Call Me Al. And that should give us all something to think about.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking.
Harry, Barry and Gary are the hottest app development team in town. They don't have an office, but they do have eReceptionist. With eReceptionist, they have a London 0207 number, which answers and redirects their calls to their mobiles. And because eReceptionist works to their schedule, if Harry's on a date with Carrie, his calls go straight through to Gary and Barry. Supercharge your image and connect your business from just 30p per day. Try for free at ereceptionist.co.uk. Free trial must be cancelled to avoid charges based on a year's subscription.
An extra £5 billion is to be set aside by banks for missold PPI. If you haven't claimed already, claim now. Don't have the time or worried you've lost paperwork? Let PPI Claim Back do it all for you. We can check whether you've had PPI, and if you haven't, it won't cost you a penny. We've won £337 million for our customers. Text PPI to 80039. Text PPI to 80039 now.
Your perfect hotel stay shouldn't mean worrying about the cost of an email. Unlike some hotels, at Hampton by Hilton, emailing, profile updating, downloading, browsing, or blogging on our Wi-Fi is included in your stay. And when you book direct at Hampton.com, you'll also enjoy our best price guarantee. Booking somewhere else? You could always pack a carrier pigeon. Hampton by Hilton. Refreshingly different. Visit Hampton.com for terms and conditions.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Southbound M6 in Cheshire, a broken down lorry between junction 20, the limited change, and 19 at Knutsford. Through the roadworks, there's a lane blocked, traffic is slow. Still two lanes closed on the southbound M5 in Somerset because of an accident between junction 23 and 24 for Bridgewater. And in Handsworth in Birmingham, Soho Road, the A41, still closed in both directions after a building fire earlier. Through Chiddock in Dorset, the A35 queues both ways through some roadworks. I'm Dave Stamford.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
To be or not to be, that's not the question. The question is, do you like Shakespeare? And if so, do you also like Game of Thrones? If you do, you are in luck, my friends. On the show, Shakespeare, not the bloke himself, he's brown bread. And also, Game of Thrones. What a show. Winter is coming.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast.
Tomorrow morning from 6
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It's 2:49 on the radio and elsewhere. We're going to do a showbiz review next, of course, with Reese from TalkSport. Unique because he's a man who doesn't care about or know anything about showbiz, but is contractually obliged to do it for budgetary reasons. We'll be getting to that. Ahead of it, though, I don't know if you've seen any of the news, Cornelius.
Yeah, I saw the news at an aquarium.
Did you?
Yeah, just swimming about amongst the rays. Yeah.
Was that when you were drunk?
Yeah.
Well, the news is quite complicated, isn't it?
John, I can't get my head around it.
Then allow us to help, or this is where we distill the news down to make it easy to understand. We put it very much into the... I suppose we paint a picture with the news, a sort of poetical picture. It's the art and the form of the medium of Japanese poetry featuring the news. It's five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables, the news in haikus.
Queen turns 90. That's a hell of a lot of candles to blow out.
Sometimes you can simplify things a little bit too much, can't you? Anyway, before we talk to Reese, a small matter, of course, of the old gay whistle test. Now, if you were listening just before the break, you will have heard Terry. He is resident old gay. He was blowing a tune out of his gay mouth. All you had to do was identify it. What did he blow? It sounded like this. Right, surprisingly, some people got it right. Give me the list of people who got it right. Cornelius, who got it right?
I've written them down here.
Congratulations to...
John, Michael, Sammy, Tim, Janie, Scott, Cheryl Z and Sarah in Hearts.
Well done for getting that right. There'll be another old... You don't win anything. There'll be an old gay whistle test next week. And so we move like cagey tigers towards Reese, who has the Thursday afternoon showbiz gossipy news. He's a man from Talk Radio. Someone went past his desk basically and said, "You need to go and do some showbiz reporting." He said, "I don't know anything about it." And they said, "Shut up, we can't afford anyone proper." So it's kind of fallen to you. Reese, what have you got today?
Vicky Pattinson slipping into a leather skirt. I don't understand why anybody in this showbiz doesn't just put things on. They're always slipping into things.
Yes, you're right. They are just slipping into things, yes.
Did she slip over whilst wearing the skirt?
It looks that way. She was in high spirits on a date with ex, the only way is Essex, contestant Mario Falcone. Again, lost on me.
I don't know what it is. Again, it's just words, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
It's just words.
So hang on.
So the story is just about a skirt.
She wore a leather skirt for a dinner date with a pal. The twist in it is that she went home the next day in a onesie. This is news.
Right, okay, fine. And do we know what the pattern the onesie had?
It is not detailed in my research.
Okay,
no,
fine.
Unfortunately not.
All right, and who was it again?
Vicky Patterson? Geordie Shaw?
That creeps cropping up. I don't know.
I think she was on Celebrity Dinner Date once as well.
Well, then you shouldn't be in here. So, for even knowing that, what else?
It's on After Murder, she wrote.
Shut up. What else?
Mylene Klass looked super skinny in a black and white midi. Again, my research is coming up blank on what a midi is.
It's a sort of musical computer software.
That's what
I thought. It's where, you know...
Isn't that a mini disc?
MIDI. Sorry, it's MIDI, isn't it? It's a computer language that allows keyboards to talk computer to music. So she was wearing that?
She was wearing a keyboard.
Right, fine, good. Okay, where was she going when she was wearing this keyboard? Where was she stepping out to?
The opening of The Funny Girl in the West End.
Right, is that a gynecological thing? What is that?
It's a West End show, apparently.
Right, okay. Fine, and was it the premiere?
I'm just asking all the showbiz questions here. I think so.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, fine.
Go with yes. I'll go with yes. No one else is going to check.
Okay, fine. Carry on.
Brody Jenner was asked at Coachella Music Festival if the Kardashians are his family. He swore quite a lot. I mean, to be fair, you would, wouldn't you, if the Kardashians were your family? But yeah, he said, "They're not my blanking family." Because... the mother, who is the... No, sorry, used to be Chris, now is Caitlin, isn't married to... And then I lost interest.
Yeah. And I can't remember who it was that said that now. Who is?
Hang on. Brodie Jenner. Yes, that's
what's
the one.
What's that?
It's a person of some description that I'm still not sure as to why we should care.
Okay, fine, good. Anything else? Yes, more showbiz.
Sharon Osbourne's now bisexual.
I didn't know that.
No, she's declared herself.
Did
as
you know
bisexual.
The rest of the things that we've just been talking about?
Well, I know who Sharon Osbourne is. I'll tell you in a minute. But so she's now bisexual. She's just decided that.
Yep, she said, but it's now too late, and she wishes she experimented with ladies before she got with Ozzy, who she's been married to for 30 years.
Yes.
Yeah, but she's just decided now,
and she's going to experiment now.
I don't think so. She's
bisexual, but without actually doing anything about it.
Yes.
Isn't that bi-curious?
Well, I don't know. Is it?
I don't know. Well, she's not actually done anything. Surely it's more, that might be nice.
Yeah, well, mate, I don't know. I'm not an expert. But maybe. So she's not bisexual, she's bi-curious.
Yes, yeah. Or she's got a book to sell, one of the two.
Yeah, could be. She's bibliography.
Yeah, bibliography.
I once spent an afternoon, can I say this on the radio? Probably. With Sharon Osbourne.
Mm.
Yes. So, celebrity non-anecdote coming up.
Yeah.
So what happened was I was working on a thing with Ozzy, right? And I had to go, and he invited me to his house in Buckinghamshire, which is a mansion he bought off George Lucas. Off
is that
Star
the one
Wars
where he had the quad
yes,
biking accident?
Yes, exactly yeah. that. Yeah. Right. So he invited me to his house, and I arrived, and then a maid opened the door when I rang the big doorbell. Went, got shown to a drawing room, which, by the way, he subsequently burned down by accident. and I sat in there waiting for Ozzy to come in, and he did. Right. And he came in, and I was sort of standing up, looking out the windows where they had sweeping lawns, majestic lawns, Reese, all the way down to forests. And I was like, this is a beautiful place. And there were deer playing down in the, just jumping about. And I think this is fantastic. And he sort of hobbled in and behind me. And he said, oh, John. And that's my impression of Ozzy. I said, yeah. I said, what an amazing, he got a brilliant house. And I'd been to the loo by then, so I knew that he'd got monogrammed toilet paper with gold O's on each sheet as well.
No.
Yeah, seriously.
Did you take some?
Oh, God, of course I did. So I said, good toilet paper. And also, I said, this is amazing. You look out of your window and you've got deer down there. And I said, and he sort of peered, like, he sort of passed me. And I said, have they always been there? And he went, are they deer? And I went, yeah. He goes, God, I've been here years. I thought they were camels. True story. And then... And then Sharon came in and just sat with us, chatting about... and then who... When Sharon Osbourne did that reality thing...
X Factor?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Who was one? Paula Abdul. Was she on it as well or something?
She was on the American one, I think.
Yeah, that's right. Anyway, so she was... Paula Abdul had fallen out with Simon Cowell, right? I don't know if I should say this is dead inappropriate, but anyway. So what I was... So Sharon Osbourne was sitting on the sofa chatting to us, me and Ozzy, and then the phone rings. It's Paula Abdul, right? slagging off Simon Cowell, right?
Was she on speaker or something?
Just, yeah, yeah. Well, she said... She took the phone call and she went... And me and Ozzy, she just said, Paula Abdul. And she said... Right, she put on speaker, and then Paula Abdul just ranting about Cal, swearing her head off about Cal down the phone while the camel deers danced. And that's my anecdote, Reese. That's all I've got for you.
I can't top that.
Fair enough. In that case, Reese, thank you very much for your showbiz roundup. Have you got any more? You got a final one? You got one about Heathrow or something Cornelius said?
Courtney Cox's husband dropped her off at the airport and, wait for this, gave her a long kiss goodbye. At Heathrow Airport, and that is showbiz news.
And that's the showbiz news with Reese. Thank you, Reese. It's Talk Radio, the big debate after 3 o'clock. News is next.
Talk Radio, 24-hour radio debate and entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Rivalries, rebellions and battles. War has been waged for the Iron Throne, which you can get with the new season of Game of Thrones from just £20 a month when you join Sky TV with the original bundle. And get a free 32-inch LG TV so you can see every battle and every betrayal. Seize your chance. Offer ends today. Search Sky Bundles. Sky. Believe in better.
Direct debit subject to status. Upfront £10 standard setup. Minimum contract and further terms apply.
News just in. You could win a trip to the Rio 2016 Olympic Games with Visa Contactless.
Every time you touch and pay for anything up to £30 with Visa contactless, simply enter online and you'll be in with a chance of winning. So whether you're buying chinos or your morning cappuccino, go cash-free and follow Team GB with pride at Rio 2016. Enter today at visa.co.uk/cashfree. Visa contactless. It's the only change you need. Visa, worldwide sponsor of the Olympic Games. T's and C's apply. 18s and over. Ends June 5th, 2016. See website for details.
The what's happened right is that so there were some adverts playing, but the entire technical system has rebelled against them and has crashed the radio.
When a punter takes the tumble as a fool, it won't make the blindest bit of difference to my walls. No red wine marks, no craft beer stains. With diamond paint by Dulux Trade, my pub stays as pristine as the day it was painted. La, 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 la,
with new stain repellent technology in diamond paints by Dulux Trade, liquid stains become droplets that just wipe clean without scrubbing. Use it and your clients will be singing your praises. Pick up a tin at your local merchant. Dulux Trade, it's your reputation.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you. Talk Radio.
We've switched it on and off again. It's all right now. The panicked look in Chloe's eyes there, through the glass.
She's going.
She's got the desk in front of her and she just sort of went, and shrugged at it. But whatever she did worked, because back came... anyway, it's Talk Radio. Good afternoon. Hello, I'm John Holmes. Look, here's Victoria. She's got news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, royal fans turn out to see the Queen on her 90th.
I love her so much, and I take her as my mum.
A fresh rape trial has been ordered for ex-footballer Ched Evans, and an injunction celebrity must wait to find out if he's won a legal battle.
Talk Radio.
The Queen has been celebrating her 90th birthday. John!
What? I literally didn't look at you. I looked over there. I'm not doing anything. Do you need a moment?
Yeah.
Okay. I honestly didn't do anything, did I?
You kind of flat down on the desk. I was like, no.
I was moving out of your eye line.
Okay.
Okay. Do you want me to just go?
Yes.
Okay, fine.
Thank you. He's almost gone. Now he's gone. Okay, good. The Queen's been celebrating her 90th birthday by greeting well wishers outside Windsor Castle. She's been met with a rendition of Happy Birthday by the band of the Coldstream Guards, and midday guns were fired in salute in London's Hyde Park and at Edinburgh Castle. Hundreds of royal fans have turned out to see her waving flags and presenting flowers. Abigail, who's from Nigeria, has told Talk Radio she's been looking forward to catching a glimpse of Her Majesty.
We all love the Queen. They speak well about her, and you know many people want to see her. Especially, I've been seeing her on the telly, but I'm very glad today to see her physically.
The winner of the Great British Bake Off presented her with an orange drizzle birthday cake. Later, she'll attend a private family party organised by Prince Charles. In other news, the former footballer Ched Evans has won his appeal against his rape conviction. After hearing new evidence, Court of Appeal judges ruled his conviction was unsafe and that he must face a retrial. An extra 3,000 vulnerable child refugees will be resettled in the UK. That's in addition to the government's promise to provide homes for 20,000 people fleeing from Syria by 2020. Martha McKenzie, a senior government relations advisor for Save the Children, says more needs to be done to help.
This is very welcome, and anything that goes towards helping these extremely vulnerable children in the Middle East is always welcome. But we do need to turn our attention to Europe. There are so many children on our doorstep right now not being provided adequate support, living in awful conditions in detention centres, out on the street, because they're all alone.
Potential buyers of Tata Steel's UK assets will be offered hundreds of millions of pounds in state aid to help finance debt. The government is also prepared to take a stake of up to 25% to support a future takeover of the company. It's denying claims that it amounts to part nationalisation. David Cameron is not going to be investigated by the Parliamentary Standards Watchdog after he was linked to an offshore trust in the Panama Papers data leak. The commissioner has refused to outline the reasons why she's decided not to probe the matter. The Prime Minister insists he was not involved in dodging tax. And judges have reserved a decision on whether to allow a celebrity involved in alleged extramarital activities to be identified. It's after the Supreme Court was told the man's family would suffer devastating consequences if an injunction preventing him from being named was lifted.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Staying cloudy in the far north of Scotland, sunny elsewhere, although it'll become hazy throughout the day. Cloudy and breezy in the southwest with highs of 15 degrees. Do you want to do the sport? You can come back in now, John.
Actually, I'll just check it before I do that.
Yeah.
I was just checking I could come back.
Just, I didn't know whether you'd finished or not. It was on.
Well, I always finish on the weather.
Oh, fine.
Should have known that.
The sport today is coming live. The sport, by the way, 3:05, listening to Talk Radio, in case you're wondering what's going on. The sport today, live from the side of a busy dual carriageway.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. As the pressure on Everton boss Roberto Martinez increases, Talk Sport have been told he's not solely to blame for the club's problems. The Toffees were thrashed 4-0 by Liverpool last night, leaving them 11th in the Barclays Premier League table, with an FA Cup semi-final against Manchester United coming up at the weekend. Former Everton player and coach Alan Stubbs told us fans should go easy on Martinez.
It's not a time for pointing fingers. It's a time for coming together, you know, and I think that's the most important thing, because at times like this, it's very easy to point the finger, and it always comes down to the managers. As players, you have to look at yourself in a minute and say to yourself, am I doing everything I can possibly do? And if the answer to that is yes, then that's fair enough. If it's not, then you've got to do something about it.
On to tonight's action. Arsenal can move into the top three of the Barclays Premier League with a win over West Brom. Finally, boxing. And Anthony Joshua will make the first defence of his IBF World Heavyweight title on June the 25th. He'll be back in action against an as-yet-unknown opponent at London's O2. That's your latest sports news, powered by Talk Sports.
The sport there, live from the side of a busy dual carriageway. You are listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. It's 3:06.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Right then, don't forget, this afternoon, you're listening to Talk Radio, by the way, I am John Holmes, and still to come, you can win a backstage tour of Her Majesty the Royal of the Queen, Elizabeth of the 90th, on the show today before 4 o'clock. Your chance, this is very rare, they don't do this very often, they're doing it simply to celebrate her birthday. Your chance to see inside the Queen. Now, you'll enter the monarch via the royal esophagus, where the royal food, such as nectar and swan, is passed. You'll be guided through the royal stomach, where the swans are broken down, and then into the royal bowel, where Her Majesty's royal excrement is formed. From there, you'll be whisked upwards past the rock of strength that she has instead of a heart, to see how the royal waving hand works behind the scenes. And then you'll exit the Queen via her gift shop, which is Prince Philip's euphemism for it. Win a trip around Her Majesty, a backstage tour of the Queen, only with Talk Radio this afternoon. It's 3:08 now. And speaking of the Rock of Strength, of course, this is what people are talking about today. It's the Prime Minister David Cameron has said that the Queen, Her Majesty, the Queen of the Elizabeth of the Commonwealth of the 90th, has been a rock of strength throughout her reign, from prime ministers, from Winston Churchill onwards. He said he could go back that far and say what a rock of strength she's been for prime ministers, the government, and the country. But it's caused a lot of debate, of course. It's quite a controversial thing, because and we've got a lot of calls about it. So I'm going to go to the telephones now. I'm going to open the telephones. I've got Joe on line one. Hello, Joe. Are you there?
I am. Hello there, John.
Hi, Joe. Now, listen, I understand you've got an issue with this, because you're very much of the opinion that that rocks should be banned. We shouldn't have rocks anymore.
Well, let's be clear about this. I never liked rocks. I find them bland and formless. You very rarely see a shapely rock.
Yes.
I mean, my loathing of rocks really started off as a fear of rocks, which I believe is called lithophobia.
Yeah.
You could go as far to say that I am petrified of rocks. You can also go on my website. We have a website called Loathe the Lithos website, which I use to promote the hatred of rocks.
Of rocks. And let me be clear. Is this you genuinely want to see the country, or are we talking about the world just rid of rocks?
Well, the whole world ideally.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, I'm a great advocate for quarries.
Yes, which are the opposite, because of the opposite of rocks. Yes.
Well, it's the opposite. And the men go in there, they blast the rocks with explosives and really show them who's boss.
Yes, so, and make them smaller, in fact.
I don't have a problem with dust.
No, good, right, but it's when the dust gets together and forms a rock that it becomes a problem.
The formation of rocks that's very, very upsetting for me.
Okay, on the line, listening to that, line two is Ben. Ben, you've got the opposing view to that. You're very much in favour of rocks.
Completely, and that's just typical of the anti-rock lobby, which we've heard about endlessly. You know, they'll point, they just use fear to try and get us to stop using rocks. You know, they said that rocks in your shoes is really annoying, but it speeds up your walking, gets you to your destination faster, and that's good for your health.
Is that right? But Ben, sorry to stop you mid-flow there, but is a one in your shoe, is that not a stone, not a rock, though?
Well, you know, rocks come in all different sizes. I mean, in the pro-rock lobby, we're not sizist. You know, it's not the size of the rock that counts. It's how you use it, which we've always been very clear on.
Yes.
I'd have to say that I am sizist against rocks. The smaller the better. The larger ones are the ones that I have the biggest issue with.
Yes.
For example, you know, in Australia, one of their largest tourist attractions is just a massive rock in the desert.
Yes.
The audacity of them to—I mean, I don't know how they're getting away with it. Who rubber stamped that as a good idea?
Yeah, well, you make a very good point actually, but I wonder if the size is the issue here, because I mean, when does a pebble become a rock? Let me ask you, Ben, first. When does a pebble become a rock?
Well, I mean, I think there's lots of the issues. I mean, they just want to stop rocks from growing. I mean, sizes, this is just disgusting. You know, they're saying they don't like rocks in Australia. AC/DC, they did a song called Let There Be Rock, that kind of very open-minded attitude. Rocks by Primal Scream, it's a great song.
I've got a question for you there, then. When we look at one of the British pleasures, going to the beach. Can I ask, Ben, would you prefer to go to a nice white sandy beach with what are very small rocks, technically, or a stone with very rocky, large stones on it?
Well, I'd take the rocky pebble beach every time, because if that means less people are likely to go on it, and I don't have to see the sight of flabby, pale Brits with the handkerchiefs on the head, then even better.
So what we're saying is there's a direct correlation between rocks and fat people now.
Well, you know, they will eat anything, won't they? Just because rocks are so delicious. You know, they're such a popular... They're a popular pet. They're great.
I've never heard such nonsense. The only rock that I would actually eat would be the humble seaside rock, the stick of rock.
Yes. Are you happy, though?
Everyone loves a stick of rock.
Joe,
hard and long.
Are you happy, Joe, that that's called rock, though? Or would you like to change the name because it conjures up... Bad
personally
memories for you.
Prefer to change the name. I mean, it's not the imagery of the rock that concerns me, it's the sort of phallic image of the stick of rock that concerns me more than
to be honest, that's a whole different issue which we could, you know, talk about another time, but let's stick where we are. Should we grind them, in your opinion, Joe, grind all rock to grit?
That would be, well, that's actually the, as I've mentioned my website earlier on, but that's our main focus now. We're setting up a campaign to reduce all rock to rubble, and you can actually follow us on Twitter. It's rock to rubble at rock to rubble, and that's one of our main objectives.
What do you make of this, Ben? At this time, Ben, what do you make of this plan? I know you'll be familiar with it, but there's this plan to dismantle mountains. Now, let me just read you about this. This is the you've seen this, I'm sure, in the news. There are plans now to demolish Snowdon, which are, in Wales. It's very controversial, of course. And this afternoon, we're seeing pictures on the news of a couple of ramblers lying in front of the bulldozers. And I just wonder what you make of this idea that mountains should be dismantled.
absolutely balderdash. You know, any reason that we can get these kind of these ramblers out the way and just stick them up a mountain, the better. You know, rock, just the anti-rock lobby just wants to ground everything down into granite because they just can't deal with the size of rocks. They just they're just scared of it. They're just living in the past. You know, we bigger rocks. That's the future. There's bigger 3D rocks. You know, it's the world is the opportunities are endless for how great rocks could be.
The Matterhorn in Switzerland. There's now a Swiss clinic that will get rid of rocks for you. I mean, they've already done the Matterhorn. They've killed that.
I'm glad you brought up the Matterhorn, actually, there, John, because if we did away with the mountains, it would be ideal for us, really, because we'd have a lot of displaced yodelers. These guys are, you know, Alpine heritage, as far as I'm concerned. And if we can disperse those from the mountain regions into the towns and cities, then it's that's a big plus, a big bonus for me.
Very quickly, let me find out. Just hang on, where do you stand on cat litter? We've got a text come in here. It just says, and this is someone concerned. Just says, what about cat litter? Does cat litter is cat litter rocks?
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, cat litter is disgusting. The fact that cats are just not tidying up from themselves and they're not even putting it in the bin, they're just leaving their litter all around the house. That is, let's ban cats instead. Because pets, like rocks, they're a lot cleaner, they're a lot cheaper to look after. We just need more rocks in our houses.
So you think, okay, so we get rid of animals, domestic animals, and replace those with rocks, which are, actually, you can't argue with that, can you? Because, you know, they are easier to keep and maintain.
Well, the food bills are lower on that. I mean, going back to cat litter, I use an organic wood-based cat litter for my little cats. And, it's much more hygienic.
So it doesn't ever clump into a rock, is the point.
It does clump, but it's not rock-based. It's wood-based.
It's wood clump, not rock, not grit clump. I can see the difference. Listen, this is going to run and run, I realise. Very quickly, a couple of questions before we... I have to let you go, sadly, but where do you stand on lava?
Very carefully.
Yeah. I mean, it's melted rocks, isn't it?
It's horrifying stuff.
It's one of the finest rocks, igneous. It was Wordsworth wanting to write a poem about rocks and igneous, but he had to go for daffodils. He's never got over that.
Yeah.
When you mention lava, the thing that comes to my mind is when the solidified lava, which becomes pumice, and the only good thing for that is... rubbing old skin off your toes.
Can you sum up this debate for us in one word, please? Ben first.
Rocktastic.
Joe, please sum up.
I'd have to say rubble.
Rubble. Gentlemen, thank you very much. As you can see, the rock lobby there putting its point of view across very strongly, and then the anti-rock lobby doing exactly the same thing. We'll bring you updated news, of course, if the plans to dismantle Snowdonia this afternoon. I say there are a couple of ramblers lying in front of the bulldozers, but you know, whenever that's never worked, has it? So, and I think they begin taking Snowdon down later this evening, but we will of course keep you up to date on that on Talk Radio. If you've got a reaction coming in, then react it this way, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or use the Twitter at Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word you like.
You're listening to Talk Radio, I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate and discourse.
Talk Radio, give it some lift.
Harry, Barry and Gary are the hottest app development team in town. They don't have an office, but they do have eReceptionist. With eReceptionist, they have a London 0207 number, which answers and redirects their calls to their mobiles. And because eReceptionist works to their schedule, if Harry's on a date with Carrie, his calls go straight through to Gary and Barry. Supercharge your image and connect your business from just 30p per day. Try for free at ereceptionist.co.uk. Free trial must be cancelled to avoid charges based on a year's subscription.
44,000 UK men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer in the next 12 months. Prostate Cancer UK has one ambition: to help stop men dying from prostate cancer. With your help, we can make prostate cancer a disease the next generation of men needn't fear. Search Men United and join the fight now.
Get it straight from Selco.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, you can already expect to get a massive range of products in stock, all at great trade prices. Now, we've made things even better by introducing Selco Hire at every branch, so you can now hire your building tools and equipment from Selco too. In April, hire a passload cordless first fix nailer for just £35 per week, ex-VAT. Find your local Selco Hire branch at hire.selcobw.com.
Get it straight from Selco.
Selco.
It's where the trade go.
Your perfect hotel stay shouldn't involve paying for little extras. Unlike some hotels, at Hampton by Hilton, your satisfying breakfast, Wi-Fi and even a great night's sleep on our crisp white linens are all included. And when you book directly at Hampton.com, you'll also enjoy our best price guarantee. Booking somewhere else? Maybe check your bill for nasty surprises. Hampton by Hilton. Refreshingly different. Visit Hampton.com for terms and conditions.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
On the A64 in West Yorkshire, traffic's queuing through Killinbeck with the roadworks in situ from the hospital up to the crossroads. The anti-clockwise M60 at Greater Manchester, reports of an accident between Junction 15, the Swinton Interchange, and Junction 14 for the M61. Southbound M6 in Cheshire, still very slow to get by a broken down lorry in the roadworks between Junction 20 at Lym and 19 at Knutsford. And the A41 in Handsworth in Birmingham still closed this afternoon because of a building fire. I'm Dave Stanford.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Mid-mornings with Julia Hartley Brewer. Join the Fleet Street firebrand who isn't afraid to shoot from the lip. Supercharged current affairs debate and electrifying opinion with Julia Killer Jules Hartley Brewer.
Radio that demands a reaction.
Mid-mornings with me, Julia Hartley Brewer. Your one-stop shop for debate about the stories that everyone's talking about.
Tomorrow morning from 10.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
So, good afternoon, 21 minutes past 3 o'clock, and, ahead of our own special tribute to Her Majesty the Royal, the Queen, the 90th, the birthday of the Commonwealth, I don't know whether you're familiar with the news. Are you familiar with the news? Cornelius, are you familiar with the news?
Oh, yeah, the news? Yeah. No, not really.
No?
I've never met him.
Well, the problem is it's very complicated, isn't it?
Well, that's the thing. I can't get my head around it.
Well, John, allow us to help, Cornelius, because this is where we, on the afternoon programme on Talk Radio, attempt to simplify the news for those that may find it a little complicated. And we do it through the art and the medium and the form of Japanese poetry. 5 syllables, 7 syllables, 5 syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Utah says porn is a health hazard. More Mormons have many wives.
The news in haikus. You are listening to Talk Radio. Good afternoon, I'm John Holmes. And as I mentioned, it's time to tribute the Queen. Of course, if you've been watching any of the television that there is, or you've been maybe listening to any of the radio that there also is, or even looking at the internet, which there also is, you will know that they've all been filling time on news programmes and talk programmes by dragging people into the studios who have ever met the Queen. You've heard some of it in Victoria's News earlier. There's a man with the peculiar name of Dibble at Windsor talking to the people on the streets about... He's talking to people, oh, do you like the Queen? Or going, yeah, I love the Queen, I love the Queen.
Oh, the Queen.
I wish she was my mother, the Queen. All of that stuff's going on with Dibble. And we wanted to join in, obviously. But the problem is that we haven't booked any guests who've ever met the Queen. So it's quite difficult. So, but also, everyone else is kind of doing that. And this morning I saw on Sky News they had a woman who gave the Queen her flowers at her wedding. They had someone who used to be her chef. And they all had to give their impressions of the Queen and meeting the Queen. And so we're going to do a similar thing, but not quite, because what we've got are some guests who've never met the Queen and know nothing about her. So welcome first, Sam. Hello, Sam.
Hello, John. You're right.
Very well, thank you. You're the first member of our panel. Let me just confirm that you've never met the Queen.
I have never met the Queen. You've got on a number of occasions.
Excellent, Cornelius.
Hi, John.
Hi there.
Pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me on.
Now, I know that you've never met the Queen.
No. I didn't meet the Queen before, and I'm not planning on meeting the Queen.
Excellent. So we need a third member of the panel, of course, who's never met the Queen. So what I'm going to do is, Chloe pushes the buttons outside. So I'm going to get her in here, because I was talking to her earlier, and I asked her if she'd ever met the Queen, and she's never met the Queen. So, Chloe, do you want to come in to the here? So we'll get Chloe in as well. Now, obviously, if the desk blows up, like he did a minute ago, just before 3 o'clock, this leaves us with nowhere to go.
Hello.
Hi, Chloe.
Hi.
Do you want to come and share Cornelius' microphone there?
Sure.
Because if you make four microphones live in here, they phase cancel.
Mm-hmm.
But you'd know about that.
I do.
You're fine.
Yes.
So let me confirm, you've never met the Queen.
No.
Right, great. So, can you tell me the first time you never met the Queen, Cornelius? I mean, can you... you're thinking back to your childhood. You know,
yeah.
What was the first time? Just your first memory of not meeting the Queen.
Well, do you remember in 2002, it was the Queen's Golden Jubilee?
Yes.
Well, remember there was all those thousands of people on the Mall?
Yeah.
And sort of like...
Just lining the streets?
Yeah,
oh, yeah. A magnificent occasion.
Yeah, and I remember she came out and you know the little girl who gave her flowers?
Yes.
That wasn't me.
Right, so what a beautiful moment for you.
Yeah. The Queen.
And I understand you didn't even watch it on television either, were you?
No, I was just at home watching the tweenies on the CBBC channel.
Yes, instead. Chloe, let me turn to you. So can you, think about it. When was the first time you never met the Queen? I mean, it must have been an amazing moment.
Well, in my old school, we had a swimming pool that was opened by the Queen in 1976.
Yes.
10 years before I was born.
Right.
So I never met her.
Absolutely fantastic. Yeah. But did you ever swim in that pool?
I did.
Right.
Royal water,
yeah,
I guess.
But it didn't help, did it? Because you technically were 10 years out of...
Yeah, 10 years
Not even that, 15 by the time you went to the school. There's 15
yeah.
years gap, isn't there?
Yeah,
so,
I suppose so, yeah.
So, yeah. Sam, let me come to you now. You work for Talk Sport.
I do indeed, John.
And what do you do at Talk Sport?
Assistant producer.
Assistant producer. On which programme?
And across a number of programmes.
Across a number of programmes.
Yeah.
That's the way they do it here.
They do indeed.
So, don't they, Cornelius?
Yeah.
Okay. So, now, in all your... I mean, you've worked in broadcasting for quite a long time, Sam.
God, all of 18 months.
And, I mean... And you've never met the Queen?
Not once.
Well, tell us about that.
Cornelius there talked about the Golden Jubilee. Was that 2002?
Yeah.
Can I go more recent? Was it the Diamond? Was that 2012?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, my mum and dad were nice enough to put on a bit of a party back in 2012.
Yeah.
A lot of the neighbours attended. There was bunting.
Yes.
Cakes. It was all there put on for the Queen, but I can confirm she didn't attend.
Yes.
So therefore I didn't meet her on that occasion.
Right. Do you remember the first time that you never met her? I mean, let's take you back to that, because for everyone that's a special moment.
The first time I didn't meet her, this was one time that I was actually led to believe that I would.
Yes.
And that's when I came down on the train with my mum and dad from Stoke-on-Trent to London to see Buckingham Palace and do all the sights, John.
Yeah, yes.
And my mum and dad told me that she was simply not... She was too busy for me on the day and not able to come out of Buckingham Palace and say hello.
Yes. Well, that's lovely, isn't it? I mean, that's, you know, we've all got our special memories, haven't we, of this kind of thing, don't you think? I mean, it's, you know, and for you as a kid, that must have been brilliant.
Oh, I mean, my first time in London and to not meet the Queen on the same day.
I know.
It's
big. I know. It really is. And Chloe, you know, we've already known that she went to a swimming pool 15 years before you did.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's, I mean, you must feel touched by this. I mean, you really must inside. You must, I mean, do you want her to be your mother?
No.
Okay. I mean, not at all. I mean, if you think about it, right, the Queen is all of our mothers. You know, and I think, and like me, you know, and some people have never met their mothers.
That
like me, because I was adopted.
Aww.
And for that reason alone, you know, I feel a special bond with the Queen, who I also haven't met. Because don't you think it unites people when that sort of happens? Because, you know, she kind of looks
absolutely,
after
us. Absolutely, yeah, you know. Yeah.
In many ways, the way she abandoned you, Sam, by not coming out, and the way my own birth mother abandoned me, makes me have an affinity with the Queen I haven't met, Cornelius. I don't know how you feel about
it. And you don't know who your father is as well.
That's right. So, I've also never met Prince Philip.
No.
So, in many ways, it makes me feel quite close to them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think it... Looking back over her years, she's a 90-year-old lady.
Yes.
And to think for someone of her age to still have so much energy, to still be not going out there and not meeting people, is really quite spectacular.
Yes.
She must be respected.
No, it's, you know, she's a rock of strength.
Absolutely.
For me, because, you know, she... you know, we're all her subjects, but she's snubbed so many of us, hasn't she? You know, I've never... You know, no one here has worked with her.
Not once.
Not once. No one here has even been seen her in real life. You know, and for many today, that will be... I think they're the memories we'll take away from Her Majesty's birthday. Thank you, though, for coming in. You know, and I know it's... you know, that people listening to this, that will mean a lot to them, because everyone... loves the Queen.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
You're
John.
Welcome. Thank you. Well, happy. Thank you. And thank you, Sam.
No, thank you, John.
Thank you. No, thank you again. It's you're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. Victoria, when did you first not meet the Queen? Can you remember not meeting the Queen?
Oh, so many times.
Yeah.
Every day of my life.
It's kind of old hat with you, isn't it, that?
Yeah. I mean, I bore people all the time by telling them just how often I've never met the Queen.
I know. But it's a special day. So anyway, it's 3:30. Victoria's got the news.
Shall I just start it?
It's all right. Close back. Radio.
Scotland Yard says 3,500 harmful and illegal items of extremist material have been uncovered online. Some of the items found during the 36-hour international operation against online terrorism are propaganda films and terror training manuals for groups like the Islamic State and Boko Haram. Chet Evans' rape conviction has been quashed by the Court of Appeal after judges heard new evidence. The former Sheffield United footballer must now face a retrial over the alleged rape of a 19-year-old woman at a hotel in North Wales. The UK is going to take in an extra 3,000 refugees from the Middle East and North Africa by 2020. Most of them will be children, but families will also be included. Hundreds of millions of pounds of government support is being made available to whichever firm decides to buy Tata Steel's loss-making UK operations. The money will be used to finance the new owner's deal and support investment in the new business. And the Queen will light the first of hundreds of beacons this evening that will burn across the UK to celebrate her 90th birthday. Her Majesty is also been on a walkabout in Windsor, accepting flowers and cards from well-wishers, and the winner of the Great British Bake Off, Nadia Hussein, presented her with a special orange drizzle cake.
She was like, oh, you won the Bake Off, well done, and she asked me what flavour the cake was, and then she said, do you think it'll cut very well? Because I seem to be worried about cutting the whole thing, so, and it did, it cut, so that was my last fear, was that it wouldn't cut, but it did.
The weather's staying cloudy in the far north of Scotland, sunny elsewhere, although... it will become
drizzle.
Hazy. John, it will become hazy.
Yeah, but drizzle. If it was you could have... drizzle cake.
Why do you keep saying these things?
Well, because drizzle cake was what Nadia made off the bake.
An orange drizzle cake.
Yeah, and you could have put drizzle in the... I'm just trying to help.
You're not helping. Actually, when you say you're trying to help, I think you're actually trying
Victoria,
to do the opposite of helping.
I'm not trying to help. What do you want, Cass?
The wave.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Well, explain what the wave means.
We already know. The wave is for putting John's microphone down. So when he's interrupting my weather, then he can not be as loud. So anyway, the weather, it's going to be sunny in places which aren't the far north of Scotland, becoming hazy throughout the day, cloudy and breezy in the southwest with highs of 15 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
Thanks, Victoria.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Delaney, live at Drive. Get the full service and parts experience with essential debate, big name guests and a truckload of topical emissions.
Traffic stopping, drive time entertainment with me, Sam Delaney.
Delicious, de-groovy, de-lovely, Delaney.
Stop. Look, listen to Sam Delaney.
Get involved.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Hey, it's 3:33. Good afternoon. Today's edition of Paul Rossmaster coming up very shortly indeed. And today playing will be Ash out of off of Johnny Gould and Ash. Before that, though, very quickly, some reactions are coming in. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
And it's on Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word you like.
What reactions have you got coming in?
You're free to do what you want to do. That's coming from Ultra Free. Once you pop, you cannot stop. That's from Heroin Addict. And I like your manifesto. Put it to the test, though, has come in from the Sultans of Ping.
Thank you very much. I've got here, I simply don't understand why we cannot be told who let the dogs out. The details of who let the dogs out have been published in Scotland and America. So why aren't we allowed to know? That is a good question. As we know, the details as to who let the dogs out could well be revealed in the next few days, but we'll keep you posted with that. What's this one? Why? And that's from Ian, who says his keyboard is broken. It is time to play a game of Paul Rossmaster. This is the quiz where we test the knowledge of the people of Talk Radio, full set breakfast presenter Paul Ross. Now, previous contestants have included Tim Cocker out of off of Virgin Radio, our sister station. He scored
some points.
Which put him at the top of the leaderboard. Joining him, who also scored Some points, was Martin Roberts out of off of TV's Homes Under the Hammer and also Talk Radio's Weekend Property Show. Last week, Johnny Gould, off of Johnny Gould featuring Ash, scored
some points,
which put him at the top of the leaderboard with everyone else who's ever played it. Today's knowledge of Paul Ross will be tested, and the knowledge will be tested of Ash, out of off of Johnny Gould and Ash. Hello,
yeah.
Ash.
How are you doing? How you doing, guys? You all right, John? Yeah?
Very good, thank you. How are you?
I'm all right. How's corn?
I'm good, cheers, mate. How are you?
Yeah, all right, man. Yeah, it's all good, man. I'm ready for it. Oh, well, I'm not really ready. It's Paul Ross.
Yeah.
Because I was told it was Nick Ross facts, and I've been revising on that all night, but I know a bit about Paul.
You've made an error. But it doesn't matter, and we'll see how you do. Before we do the quiz, though, of course, last week, your goodly brother, Johnny, did score.
I heard he got some points.
He got some points, exactly. And what you're looking to do is repeat that performance, really. That's, otherwise it's just going to be embarrassing.
I'll try and beat it.
Okay.
These facts on Nick Ross, so I'll just, you're ashamed to waste it.
Go on.
Brought up in Surrey, Ross went to Wallington County Grammar School and then read psychology at Queen's University. And he's got a fellow of the Royal College of Physicians, honorary though, so don't let him operate on you.
That's interesting, but it's not going to help. So, are you ready to play this week's edition of Paul Rossmaster?
Yeah.
Here we go. Now, I've got three questions for you that are mostly A, B and C answers. Paid intern Cornelius will be keeping score. Here's question number one.
Yeah.
Film news. This week sees the release on DVD of the DVD release of the film In the Heart of Paul Ross. It tells the true story of a boatload of radio host hunting crewmen who in 1820 face a harrowing battle for survival when a full-set breakfast presenter of mammoth size and strength attacks their vessel with force, crippling their ship and leaving them adrift in the 6:30 to 9:30 in the morning slot on Talk Radio.
Sounds brilliant, man.
Pushed to their limits and facing storms, starvation, topical chat and big-name guests, their incredible tale was, of course, the inspiration for Herman Melville's classic novel, Moby Paul Ross. But in the heart of Paul Ross isn't the only animal attack-based film. Name the other one. Is it A, The Trevenant? Left for dead in the wilderness, Leonardo DiCaprio is attacked by Radio 1 Extra Morning Show presenter Trevor Nelson. Is it B?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
20,000 Leagues Under Julia Hartley Brewer. A many-tentacled right-wing monster drags humans to their doom. Or is it C? Cujo Wiley. Radio 2 Evening DJ Joe Wiley is bitten by a bat, develops rabies and traps a family in a car.
Well, no, I actually know this one. It's A, isn't it? It's the
Trevenant.
Trevor Nelson.
Yeah, it is. You're absolutely right,
oh,
Trevor Nelson.
DJ, mate. No, I've been tipped off about this. Sorry, guys, yeah.
It's fine. It's question number two. History question. And today is, of course...
Hold on. Nick Ross, he was president of the Kensington Society in the London Road Safety Council. Yeah, sorry, mate.
Question two. Today is Her Majesty the Queen's birthday, and around the country, anti-royalists are celebrating by tutting about the amount of coverage it's getting. Historically, however, radio has always been a hotbed of monarch-based protest, as many listeners will recall that Talk Radio full-set breakfast presenter Paul Ross was at the forefront of presenters' rights when, in 1910, he burned his headphones in the street and then presented an episode of his 1999 Carlton Food Network quiz, A Slice of the Action, in front of the King's Horse at the Derby.
Which was a fantastic show.
But that wasn't the only radio presenter uprising in history, Ash. So which other one is the correct answer to this question? Was it A, the night of the Janice Long Knives? The overnight Radio 2 DJ murdered her production team as she and Annie Nightingale from the Radio 1 regime carried out a series of political extrajudicial executions. Was it B, the Radio 1 roadshow live from Tiananmen Square, where a lone student protester stood in front of Dave Lee Travis to try and stop him from groping anyone? Or was it C, the Bob Harris Countryside Alliance marches, where protesters gathered to support rich people who want to hunt Radio 2 country music presenter Bob Harris with dogs?
Oh, this is convenient, because I thought it was Janice Long groping in Tiananmen Square.
Right, interesting.
I'll go with Janice Long, eh?
It's the right answer again, yeah, very good, yes. Okay. Now,
some points.
There's a music question. I want you to listen to this clip of some music.
Come on, we go. After Marvin, don't forget your buckets and spades and cutters and all. After Marvin, we'll have a feel of telling you to the top of soul. After Marvin, we go on the pier and we'll have a beer inside of the sea. After Marvin, you can keep the cost of Brahma. I'm telling you, mate, I'd rather have a day.
Well, that was Chaz and Dave. Here's your unrelated question. The gradual rise in seawater acidity is weakening the shells of full-set Talk Radio breakfast presenter Paul Ross, making him vulnerable to predation and damage from oceanic movements. Many semi-popular presenters produce protective shells and exoskeletons from calcium carbonate from seawater, but higher CO2 concentrations absorbed into seawater from the environment is making the broadcasters weaker against predators such as crabs and other STDs. Here is your question. Name five famous seas. Five famous seas.
Prince Charles. Kylie Minogue.
Yeah.
Mr. C from The Shaman.
Good.
C from James Bond.
Good.
I'd
have to put a clock time on you.
No, I can't. No.
Blown it.
Right, let me tell you what I had written on the card. Name five famous C's. I had the scruffy musician, Six Steve. I before E, except after.
C.
Yeah. The Welsh town. The Welsh town of Angle.
C.
Yeah. Mun. Mun. And Mun.
Oh.
And
do you remember that famous line, "Lob semen from the halfway line"?
Couldn't possibly comment. And finally,
great goal.
Hepatitis. Hepatitis was the other one. So let's go to Cornelius, because Cornelius has been keeping score.
I'll just check the system.
Yeah, just checking the system, Ash.
Thanks, man. Right. Put the data in. Is that Cornelius on the data?
He's checking.
He's not trying anything on.
It's quite a slow system.
Yeah, so I just have to check the brochure. I don't really know how to use it properly as well. It's a mobility centre.
There you go.
Yeah.
You're gonna print the scores?
Yeah, I'll just print it now. It's just printing.
We're just printing the scores, Ash. Just bear with us while we print the...
Thanks. Yeah.
Do you want to pop out to the printer?
Yeah, I just need to pop out into the printer from the TalkSport office.
Of course he does.
Yeah.
Just hang on a minute, Ash.
Put the headphones on as well in silence, so you can't hear the other people talking.
He's just going to go and check the printer. It's quite a slow printer as well as the system. Let's remember, you're looking for some points, though. Some points. He's back.
Sorry, the printer had no paper in. I had to...
Oh, no, man.
Right, but I have it here. I have the envelope.
So, Ash, playing Paul Rossmaster, he's looking for some points to get to the top of the leaderboard. How many points has he scored?
I can confirm that Ash scored.
Yeah.
Some points!
Some points! Yeah! Some points!
Johnny.
You got some points.
Thanks, man.
Congratulations. Well done. You've gone to the top of the leaderboard with everyone else who's ever played.
Brilliant.
Paul Rossmaster. That is Ash. He'll be on later tonight with Johnny, of course. Johnny Gould featuring Ash from 7 here on Talk Radio. It is 4:15.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Over the last 2 years, I've learned that I'm quite determined. And I thought I was. And I've learned that I actually like learning. I've learned that I can concentrate even when the kids are arguing. I've learned that I'm more ambitious.
The most important thing you'll learn at the Open University is what you're capable of. To find out more, search for OU Life Changing Learning.
TradePoint, we've got a great range of decking, paving and fencing for your landscaping job. Stocked in store, always at low trade prices. Plus, with our range of external paints, we've got everything you need to finish the job. So, why go anywhere else? TradePoint. Trade brands, trade prices, trade only.
Landlords, you can get landlord insurance with Direct Line from just £120. Can your insurance do that? 10% of customers pay this or less June to December 2015. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Rivalries, rebellions and battles. War has been waged for the Iron Throne, which you can get with the new season of Game of Thrones from just £20 a month when you join Sky TV with the original bundle. And get a free 32-inch LG TV so you can see every battle and every betrayal. Seize your chance. Offer ends today. Search Sky Bundles. Sky. Believe in better.
Direct debit subject to status. Upfront £10 standard setup. Minimum contract and further terms apply.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
The A1 on Tyne and Wear, a car's broken down southbound near the Lobley Hill interchange at Dunstan, so there's a lane blocks through the roadworks. Also a broken down car on the M1 near Sheffield. This one's northbound at junction 34 Meadowhall. It's causing delays back through the roadworks towards the M18. Detail of an accident on the anti-clockwise M60 at Greater Manchester between junction 15, the Swinton interchange, and junction 16 for the M61, with at least a lane closed. I'm Dave Stanford.
Did your husband accidentally transfer the contents of your joint account to a Nigerian prince called Trust Me Good Man? Perhaps you bought diet pills on the internet that made you frightened to cough. Or maybe your exotic mail-order bride turned out to be a Ukrainian pig farmer called Igor.
When the con is on, you need a man who's on it. Listen to the Radio Hustle with scam-busting supremo Alexis Conran and get the inside track on all the latest swindles, schemes, tricks and traps the fraudsters are using to get their hands on your cash.
Get tipped off, not ripped off. The Radio Hustle with Alexis Conran, enemy of the con man.
Saturday afternoon from 1 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon, 10 to 4. Sam Delaney on from 4. He'll join us shortly to tell us what's coming up in his programme. Ahead of that, though, more help from us, because I don't know whether you've seen any of the news. Has anyone... Cass, have you seen any of the news?
I don't like the news.
Cornelius, have you seen any of the news?
87% of the news.
The thing is with the news, though, it's quite complicated.
Well, John, I just can't get my head around
well,
it.
Well, handily, you don't have to, because we've got something that will help you with that, because we like to distill the news down here in the afternoons on Talk Radio to the art and the form and the medium of Japanese poetry. It's five syllables, it's seven syllables, it's five syllables. It's the news in haikus.
A set of twins are born 2 years apart. How comes? I don't really know.
The news in haikus. Now then, it's the Queen's birthday, but yesterday it was Hitler's. Fact which everyone seems to have... I mean, the newspapers have gone quite big on the Queen at 90, of course. You know, it's been on the news all day. It's in all of the newspapers. There are Queen facts kicking about. The Queen's life in 90 years in 90 pictures. I've seen that everywhere. And the picture of the Queen as a baby and as a teenager and as an older lady and then an old lady and then an old lady. And then a picture of an angry Prince Charles shaking his fist behind it because he hasn't had a turn at it. So all those pictures are in the papers. But yesterday, Adolf Hitler's birthday, 20th of April, he was born in 1889. Nothing.
They didn't really go for it.
Not a sausage.
No.
Not even a German sausage.
No, not a verse.
And he was also German, like the Queen, and I don't think it's fair. So anyway, we've redressed the balance today. Actually, it was Austrian.
Yeah, I was going to say it wasn't German.
It was the Queen that was German. Either way, it's still racist. So, Adolf Hitler facts, because everyone's been doing Queen facts, and so we've decided today. Thank you for texting them in on 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or tweeting them at Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word you like.
So, facts about Adolf Hitler. We talked about this one earlier. He used to clean his teeth using his toothbrush moustache, didn't he?
Yeah, yeah.
Did you work out what...
Yes, I looked it up. What he used to do was... he would let it grow over long, because he used to trim it to his top lip, but it was
very neat.
Yes, then he'd let it grow a bit longer, and then he'd sort of nip it in the toothpaste, Hitler, and then he would, to clean his teeth, he would do an underbite like that, and then just...
So how often did he brush his teeth?
Just rub it on his teeth like that.
It can't have been very often.
No, it wasn't often, which accounts for his mood. Like that.
Gingivitis.
And that's what That's what Hitler did. More facts about Hitler coming in this afternoon.
Hi, Sam.
Facts about Hitler. What else have we got?
This is coming from Mark. He says that Adolf Hitler insisted that everybody called him the Führer, meaning leader, to make sure... the reason was, it was so to make sure that in a disco scenario where a conga to form, he was always at the front.
He was very keen on the conga, the Hitler. Adolf Hitler, for recreation, would paint his deputy Rudolf Hess's nose red at Christmas time, which is where we get the song Rudolf the Red-Nosed Deputy.
That's a classic, that one.
It is. What else do we have? We did this one, didn't we? He's claimed to fame. He once went on Celebrity Dictator Mastermind. Hitler came second behind Pol Pot. What else got, Cornelius?
Yes.
Some of these. Got a lot of these coming in, actually.
Adolf Hitler would reject a slice of lemon in his drink, saying, "No thanks, I'm sour enough."
Good. And when at school, Hitler was voted boy in the class, most likely to die in a bunker. Your Hitler facts, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or at talk radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Happy birthday, Hitler! 127 yesterday. Most people have ignored it. Sam Delaney's with us to tell us what's coming up on his programme and that. What have you got, Sam?
Queen's birthday.
Oh, you've
got
Queen going around in a big gold carriage. Yeah, loads of times, yeah. The Queen is a West Ham fan, like me, so we've got that connection going for us.
Yeah, good. There is a lot of Queen.
There's so much Queen.
Yeah. What have you got? What
Queen
are you doing?
Saturation.
You know, like North Korea,
yes.
And we all laugh when Kim Jong-un comes out with his missiles and parades himself down the street and they all just gormlessly wave their flags and say, "Oh, great leader," and all that. And we go, "Ha, stupid Koreans."
Yeah.
But then, like, we do it,
yeah.
And we're voting a bill and we all go, "That's great, that's patriotic."
Yeah.
So I'll be looking at the strange hypocrisies in British society.
I'm going to listen to that. I like that. You've hit a very good point there. And, you know, she will insist on being referred to, you know, as the Supreme Commander, and there's also a protocol you have to follow. You can't touch the Queen.
You can't touch the Queen.
You can't.
There's various things you can't do. The Queen. Do you know how you destroy the Queen? Very difficult. You can dissolve her in salt water.
Yeah,
but she's actually so huge. People don't realise that she's actually much bigger than she appears on television. Yeah. And the reason that they doctor all images of her is to stop the public becoming fearful of her. Because she's gigantic.
Yes, she's like Jabba the Hutt.
So you can't get her in the sea without some sort of huge mechanical crane.
Yeah.
So salt water's out. But she does have a vulnerable thermal exhaust valve.
Yes.
Which, if you know where it is the way to destroy her, should you wish to, which I am not.
Is that like
my
Achilles heel?
As a fan of the Queen, I, for one, am saying I don't want to know where that valve is. I'm not interested because I don't wish for her to be destroyed.
The only person who knows where her thermal exhaust valve is Prince Philip on his birthday.
Yeah, precisely. And he would. There's no way he'd use that to destroy her.
Yeah.
No way. Also, never feed her after midnight. That's the other key.
Yes, because what you get then is other queens jump out of her.
Yeah, exactly. And then they're all over the place. It's an absolute nightmare.
Overrun with queens.
You know, she can also destroy small Commonwealth country. She has that capability, but she's never used it apart from once during the Suez Crisis, where she tested it out in South Rhodesia.
Yeah, yeah.
But she's never had to deploy her destructive capabilities.
No,
but
well, it's like,
they are always there, so bear it in mind.
It's like Avengers, isn't it? Because what you get is you get the monarchs from all around the world, all around the globe, whenever at a time of crisis, they will come together like the Avengers.
They assemble. Monarchs assemble. That's what our Queen shouts, and then they all just hear it wherever they are in the world. They come together.
Monarchs assemble.
I don't think it'd be possible for this to get any weirder today. And here we are. Yeah.
Listen, all we're trying to do is honour a great lady's 90th birthday. And I think it's lovely when you've been keeping her in a lovely, lavish lifestyle like this for 90 years to then celebrate by throwing her a massive party, which we also pay for.
That's right.
I think that's a lovely mark of respect, and it's what makes Britain, Britain.
Happy birthday, Her Royal the Majesty the Highness the Queen of the Elizabeth of the 90th, on this occasion of Her Royal Majesty the Queen's of the 90th of the birthday event. Sam Delaney with you next. We'll be back tomorrow, 1 till 4 in the afternoon. It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.